This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We're hearing this a lot lately.
At this point, we're sleeping in the basement. It's a little bit cool down there.
Because he still doesn't have power in Virginia. A lot of people still don't across the storm-damaged Mid-Atlantic and Midwest. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
A lot of working chainsaws, Dave. As the cleanup continues and as people grow desperate, scrounging for basic needs.
Somebody called us and said that they were giving water away here, so we came and got some water here. But it's 104 degrees in the shade up at our house right now.
And there's still close to 1.8 million homes and businesses with no power, which means no AC, in what could be record heat for the Mid-Atlantic. Officials say 26 deaths are now to blame on the storm and the aftermath, Dave.
Yeah, but it's going to be a little tougher to fight wildfires scorching the West. Seven Air Force C-130 air tankers are grounded after a crash Sunday in South Dakota that killed a crew member and injured others. This says crews around Colorado Springs have the wildfire there about 70% contained.
We're growing weary of the weight and not being able to go up and see what's actually happened to us.
But most other evacuees are back home. The fire burned down nearly 350 houses. After a very deadly June in Iraq, more bloodshed early this month. At least 28 people killed in attacks today. Car bomb is going off in vegetable markets. Syria's president is almost apologizing to Turkey. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither explains live from our Middle East Bureau.
President Assad has told a Turkish newspaper he regrets 100% that the incident happened, but insists that it wasn't known the plane was Turkish. Meanwhile, a report by Human Rights Watch says Syrian authorities are running a network of torture centers across the country.
The widespread and systematic nature of this network makes it clear that it constitutes a crime against humanity.
The group is calling for the regime to be tried at the International Criminal Court, Dave.
Emily, Pakistan is today considering a deal to reopen key NATO supply lines at the Afghanistan border. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-7572. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-7572. That's 1-800-941-7572. 1-800-941-7572.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
American Lube Centers, 3 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended needs. Let my guys at American Lube Centers give you their award-winning service that they have been recognized for in the Best of the Brazos. Look for our new location, coming soon at Tower Point in College Station. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Vicki Childs with Central Texas ENT and Jason Jennings, CEO of Scott & White. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. May I take this opportunity to say thank you for the success I've been blessed with since arriving here in 1999. To show my gratitude, I'd like to invite you to come in for a free wellness screen and two-week membership. We're located at 3700 Cross Park, across the street from the Physician Center in Bryan. Let us help you on your road to wellness. Visit us online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com or call us at 774-9958.
Start oohing and aahing for Macy's 4th of July sale with 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 10 to 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Save on select designer swimwear for her and him, 50% off. Izod for him, 40% off. Boys and girls tees, $6.99. Outdoor dinnerware and serveware closeouts, 60% off. Celebrate and save at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabits per second. It doesn't matter if you live in the town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available to your home or office. So make the call to Starfire today at 776-2215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Shoppers wait all year for July 4th savings, and here's what's happening at Star Furniture. Everything's at incredibly low holiday savings of 25, 35, up to 54% off, plus free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
WTAW News Time, 6:08, 74 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today, mid-90s for a high. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. It's brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. An efficiency study commissioned by the Texas A&M System last fall has been released. The study from MGT of America makes more than 50 recommendations to system officials, including staffing changes. According to a news release from the A&M System, the study was commissioned to see how best to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. Numbers released Monday indicate the elimination of 30 positions. Some of those will come about through attrition, while other employees will be able to work in other parts of the A&M System. 7 positions, however, are being cut. Now, it isn't clear how many of the recommendations the A&M System is considering. Managers have been told to look at which ones can be implemented to improve efficiency. The timing of the implementations will vary based on need and opportunity. You can read the entire report on our website, WTAW.com. There's been an increase of residential and vehicle burglary activity in College Station. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the July 4th holiday provides thieves another reason to strike unless you take preventative measures.
The big thing is making sure your home looks like there's someone there. Most burglars, they want to avoid confrontation. They don't want to go to a house that they think someone is home. So set timers on your lights. Set timers on a radio so there'll be noise going off and on in different parts of the house.
Another reminder from local authorities is that fireworks, even sparklers, are illegal inside city limits. With the fourth holiday, that means more traffic and more traffic enforcement. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds you that assistance is just a phone call away.
And we'd like to remind people on the back of your driver license, we have assistance number to our DPS dispatch, and what that number does will go to our dispatcher, and she will dispatch the closest trooper to that area where you may be stranded. And we'll definitely come out and try to assist you either in changing a flat or obviously we can't get it done. We'll find somebody that can.
Morgan also reminds you to pull over to watch out for tall grass that can present a fire hazard. Just in time for holiday traveling, the Texas Department of Transportation has a new website and smartphone app to check road conditions.
That provides travelers with real-time conditions, traffic and weather feeds, as well as links to other useful information. The new site features a user-friendly interface, making it easy for the traveling public to access real-time conditions affecting travel across Texas.
Bob Caldwell of TxDOT's Bryan office reminds you to pull over or let someone else use the DriveTexas.org app. And they say all good things must come to an end. And for WTAW's Tom Turbyville, that time has arrived.
I'm leaving WTAW and Bryan Broadcasting. I am retiring, so to speak. And Judy and I are headed to Nebraska.
Tom announcing his retirement on the air Monday morning. His last day on air is Friday, August 17th, bringing to an end a 19-year career with Bryan Broadcasting. Nebraska is home to family. There, the Turbyvilles plan on keeping up with the activities of their grandchildren. WTAW News Time, 611, 74 degrees right now. The news brought to you by MSC Opus. Your forecast is next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
The dog days of summer are here. The staff at AeroFit Health and Fitness want to remind you that we have four great locations to better serve your fitness needs, all in climate-controlled comfort. You don't have to work out in the summer heat and humidity. Plus, AeroFit has four swimming pools to help you refresh yourself this summer. Voted best of the Brazos 9 years, AeroFit has so much more to offer you and your family. AeroFit offers you racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track and volleyball, plus summer camp and swim lessons for the kids. Plus, AeroFit has friendly, professional, personal training staff. Let one of our trainers get you on a path to a happier, healthier you. And now, with the addition of the two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. Check out all of the many fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, 613, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Any morning cloudiness across the area this morning will give way to partly to mostly sunny skies. There is the chance of a thunderstorm later today. Our temperature is going to move up to about 95. Tonight's skies look to be partly cloudy. Lows are going to drop down to about 75 tonight. Tomorrow we'll see sun with the chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 95. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to get down to about 75. Sunshine and 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, at Wimbledon, it was a big upset as Maria Sharapova lost. She will not be able to get back-to-back Grand Slams. We'll talk about that. The Brazos Valley Bombers won last night, and that was big because they're going for second place in the TCL first-half standings. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports. There you go.
Ooh,
there you go. Second
we're
place.
Number two. That's right.
Number two.
Well, number two makes the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
In that four-team league, is that what it is?
No, it's, six teams, I think. Oh, okay. Something like that.
Kind of like the Olympics.
Kind of like the Olympics?
Top two go.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Michigan.
That'd be the UIL where the top four go.
Yeah.
In a 16 district.
Well, speaking of going, officials in Michigan distributing talking urinal cakes.
I thought we talked about that last week.
To bars and nightclubs, did we?
I think we did.
You know, somebody must have missed it, though.
I'll tell you what.
That's all right. We had it last week. Fox just had it yesterday.
So. Is that right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so.
I know I've heard it. Maybe I had a dream. Maybe I'm clairvoyant.
It could. You're Chase Murphy. You're not Claire anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Claire's much better looking.
That's right. But if you dream about urinal cakes, you need to change your diet, man.
Well, either that or go to a doctor.
Yeah.
But just in case you haven't heard it.
Oh, we got some.
Hey, buddy. Did you hear cops are cracking down on drunk drivers? If you've been drinking and need a safe ride home, ask your server about the Safe Rides program. Don't forget, you drink, you drive, you lose.
It's a PSA.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a public
service. Go to the bathroom. It's talking.
I was just in the bathroom and somebody was talking to me. I ain't going in there again.
There was a guy hiding under the urinal. That's sick, man.
Yeah.
Because another one has female voices, you know, and that's the one where, you know, you're like,
oh, man,
hey, there's a chick in the bathroom.
Golly. Now, that is sick.
She sounds pretty hot.
You want to know what it takes to have a line outside a men's bathroom? I guess that's probably what it would be. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
I'm really scared to take this call, but go ahead.
I should also pay attention, hillbillies. I am not rock candy.
Well, they're new to town. They ain't never seen nothing like that before.
That's right. Info.
Mation.
It was blue and it looked good.
And it smelled so nice.
I was wrong. Shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Train, a plane, a bus.
Mama, I can't get this taste out of my mouth now.
New definition for potty mouth?
Oh, listen to you.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Bluebell's new summer strawberry pie ice cream makes you wish summer lasted all year. Luscious strawberry ice cream with sweetened strawberries, flaky pie crust, and a whipped topping swirl. June, July, and August are in. Take the rest of the year off.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Hey, go 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today on this 3rd of July. And start off with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise turns the big 5-0 today.
Oh,
he's
wow.
About to divorce his wife, but he's 50 years old today. How about that? Montel Williams, you remember him? He's the talk show host. And the crusader against MS, because he's dealing with MS himself, is 56 years old today. Harrison Schmitt, geologist and NASA astronaut, turned 77. Also U.S. Senator from New Mexico. And moving right along, Manny Lawson, the North Carolina State linebacker. I don't know why he's on here. He's on my list. Oh, he
really?
Played for the 49ers and the Bengals. He's 28 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good.
I don't know.
Nice job.
He must be related to the author of this birthday list, I guess. I don't know. There you go. And Olivia Munn, the actress who you'd know her if you saw her. She's 32 years old today. Patrick Wilson, he was in that TV show that just got canceled last year.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, about the doctor who could see things. He's 39 years old. And Gloria Allred, the American lawyer who defends everybody who's been wronged, is 71 years old. Lamar Alexander, U.S. Republican senator from Tennessee and also ran for president, is 72 years old. It says here that Pete Fountain is still alive. Is that right? I guess so. He's the jazz musician, the clarinet player. He's 82 years old. Country singer Johnny Lee turned 66.
Gonna be here.
Gonna be here?
Yeah, gonna be here for Texas Red.
How
Shut
about
the front
that?
Door.
You betcha.
How
I'm
about
gonna be the opening act?
I've interviewed him.
That's right. And he was married to that Dallas girl that couldn't act.
Charlene Tilton.
There you go.
It wasn't her acting skills what got everybody's attention.
She's aged some because she's made a few quick appearances on the new Dallas, by the way.
Really?
Yes, she has. They
dug her out of cobwebs.
Yeah,
huh?
They did. Michael Cole from the Mod Squad is 67 years old today.
Not so mod anymore.
Yeah. No. And the actress Betty Buckley is 65. She was the wife on Eight Is Enough, but better known on Broadway in Cats.
Lives in Fort Worth.
There you go. She's 65. And I guess that's all I got.
Well, we got Jan Smithers. We remember her from WKRP.
Mm-hmm.
Got Thomas Gibson. He's that guy on Criminal Minds. He lives in San Antonio.
Okay.
And Yeardley.
Oh, he plays the guy that never smiles.
That's the one. And Yeardley Smith.
Oh, Lisa Simpson.
Who is wealthy.
Yeah.
As most all of them are. And writer Dave Barry would be 65. So
right.
There you go. That would be your birthdays.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. You can count Florida out. Governor Rick Scott has stepped out as the first governor to say his state can't afford to expand Medicaid under the new health care law. Journal reporter Louise Radnovsky says he's opting out of expansion of the program.
Their Medicaid program was pretty crunched as it was, and even though the federal government would have picked up a large part of the tab, a very large part, they still would have had to meet administrative costs for the first few years and in subsequent years kick in as much as 10%.
Other financially strapped states may follow. If you blink, you'll miss Wall Street action today. The markets will close at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Futures are suggesting a mixed opening. The NASDAQ futures are up 1. S&P futures are down 1. What were the odds? The chief executive of Full Tilt Poker was arrested Monday on a plane that had just landed in New York. Ray Bitar pleaded not guilty to charges related to an alleged Ponzi scheme. He'll have to post $2.5 million for bail. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Constitution is not a theoretical, doctrine. It is a governing doctrine. It is our rule of law. It protects our liberty. And it talks about, specific powers that are given to specific co-equal branches of government. The Constitution rests in large part on a belief that because three branches of government share power, each can partially check the power of the other. And the Supreme Court ruled on the case today. Part of it was in Obama's favor. But the part about the right of law enforcement in Arizona to uphold the federal law, that was very clear. And now they've just come out today and they said, no, we're not going to help you with it. Pretty arrogant. Beyond the pale, isn't it?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's Carl Walthall with Superior Service Company.
Didn't I tell you it was going to be a hot one? And you got your last month's utility bill in the mail. Creeping upwards? Call Superior Service Company today, and we'll show you how your cooling system can become more efficient, more comfortable, and save you money.
Superior Service Company. Call 218-0416.
When it comes to your comfort, don't lose your cool. Call Superior Service Company.
218-0416. Click SuperiorServiceCompany.com.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Hi, this is Glenn Close. Have you ever cut off ties with a friend because she had cancer? Or were frightened by a person with diabetes because you assumed he was violent? Welcome to the world of mental illness.
For the 1 in 4 Americans with a mental illness, the stigma and discrimination they face can be as painful as the disease itself.
Say what you need to say. Change your mind about mental illness and you can change a life at bringchangetomind.org.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, we need your vote again. Cast your votes online now at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see our Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, a high today of about 93 or so. We've got a 30% chance of some showers. There could be some popping up, actually, tomorrow as well and then on Thursday, but not a big chance right now. And we'll continue to warm up into the probably upper 90s for Wednesday, and then on to Thursday, maybe not quite so hot as we get to the weekend. We'll just have to wait and see. Low each night around 75. Right now, humidity's 91%. Winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 76 degrees out there.
Help Bastrop State Park win a $100,000 grant to fund the recovery efforts. Go to livepositively.com/parks for more information and details on how you can make a difference for Bastrop State Park.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
All carbohydrates are not the same. There are unhealthy ones and healthy ones, and we'll explain the difference. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Here's another Home Depot advantage. A special buy on 1 1/4 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $6.88. That's a guaranteed low price on organic soil proven to grow plants and vegetables up to twice the size. Find it lower anywhere else and we'll beat it by 10%, which means even bigger savings on even bigger plants. All thanks to Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
In an attempt to improve our diet, we've been told to eat healthy carbohydrates. So what is a healthy carb?
A healthy carb is a type of carbohydrate that is going to give you some good nutrition and not raise the blood sugars as much. So whole grains, things like whole wheat bread, oatmeal, and just all, that whole grain family.
Registered dietitian Laura Rondinelli, co-author of the Healthy Carb Diabetes Cookbook.
Other healthy carbs are going to include fresh fruit, milk, yogurt, which people classically don't think of as carbs, but they do count as carbohydrates as well.
Unhealthy carbs are refined foods, things like donuts, chips, and other sugary things, because they raise your blood sugar levels, and that is linked to the growing problem of diabetes.
So you eat, food breaks down into sugar, it goes into your blood, and what's going wrong in type 2 diabetes is that the sugar is staying in the blood. It's not getting into the cells. Like our muscles, cells want the sugar for energy, and they're not getting that because the insulin isn't working like it should. So the sugar is staying in the blood and doing damage.
We can help regulate our own blood sugar by eating healthy carbs and eliminating unhealthy ones, and it's not all that tough.
You know, one of the first things I'll tell people is if you're drinking sweetened drinks, if you're drinking regular pop and lots of juice and Kool-Aid, that would be the number one thing to try to get rid of, because that's just pure sugar, excess calories, raising your blood sugar.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment, just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call
846-2400. WTAW News Time, 6:30, 73 degrees right now at the studios. Actually feels pretty pleasant out there. We're headed toward a high in the mid-90s today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after this look at news, brought to you by Van Dyke Rink and Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right, serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A study commissioned last fall by the Texas A&M system means the elimination of 30 positions system-wide. Some of the jobs will be cut through attrition, while some of the affected employees will find work elsewhere in the A&M system because of the recent multi-million-dollar biopharmaceutical grant from the federal government. Seven employees, however, are losing their jobs. The study from MGT America was commissioned, according to the system, to identify ways to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. It isn't clear how many of the more than 50 recommendations will be implemented. System officials say managers are looking at which ones can be implemented to improve efficiency. The timing of the implementations will vary based on need and opportunity. You can read the entire report on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation has launched a new online service for the latest road conditions. Bob Caldwell at TxDOT's Brian office says DriveTexas.org also features an app for your smartphone.
Motorists are asked to pull off the highway to a safe location or have a passenger access the service. TxDOT is committed to working with others to provide safe and reliable transportation solutions for Texas.
The information is also available at TxDOT's Highway Conditions webpage. As you hit the highways, if you experience car trouble, you're reminded to pull over to an area that doesn't risk setting a grass fire.
If you do find yourself stranded, always pull off to a safe part of the roadway. And this time of year, as grass is starting to dry out a little bit, you need to be very careful not to pull onto too high of grass where you may start a fire that may end up burning your vehicle up. And as a reminder, it's not always bad to carry that small fire extinguisher with you, just in case you may your car or somebody else that may need some help.
DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says you can find on the back of your driver license a phone number to call for assistance. If you're going out of town for the holiday, make your home look and sound like someone's there. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says it will reduce your chance of becoming a burglary victim.
If you take a paper, make sure that they don't stack up in front of your home. If you've got a trash can, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have someone move it out on trash day for you and then pull it back up, and so they can see that there's actually some activity. If you have a neighbor that's home that's got an extra car, ask them to park it in your driveway so it looks like someone's there.
Seaton says most burglars want to avoid confrontation, so they won't approach homes that look like someone is inside. A senator from Texas is joining the chorus calling for hearings on the Air Force sex scandal in San Antonio.
At least 31 female trainees at Lackland Air Force Base have been identified as victims. They were allegedly targeted by a dozen instructors accused of inappropriate sexual conduct. Senator K. Bailey Hutchison has been meeting with the commander of Air Education and Training Command.
You're always going to have a few bad apples, but it should not taint the rest of the platoons.
She wants congressional hearings to find a way to help victims come forward. She says there needs to be anonymous whistleblower protection. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A South African hospital says an American anthropology student attacked by chimps he was studying remains sedated after 6 hours of surgery to clean and stitch his wounds and deal with fractures and other injuries. University of Texas San Antonio grad student Andrew Oberle was talking to a tour group Thursday at the Jane Goodall Institute Chimpanzee Eden when two chimps pulled him under a security fence. He was bitten and dragged nearly a half mile. He remains in intensive care. And after 19 years with Bryan Broadcasting, WTAW's Tom Turbeville is hanging up his headphones.
I really cannot put into words what this last 28 years has meant to me as a citizen of this marvelous community. And the next chapter is indeed exciting and just as scary.
Tom and his wife Judy are moving to Nebraska to be closer to family. He announced his retirement on the air Monday morning. Tom's last day with us is August 17th. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:35, 73 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebrityspa.net.
Green Teams congratulates AMCO on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, AMCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Start the music. We want you. Without you, the world is not the same. Yes, we are talking to you. You who is not afraid to get your hands dirty. You who makes the world run better. You pipe fitters, plumbers, mechanics, and drivers. We are AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And we need you! It's a little loud. Skilled laborers of all kinds, we love you. Fireworks!
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
becoming partly to mostly sunny with the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, high close to 95 later today. Partial clearing will develop across the region tonight, lows going to get down to about 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, they're going to be close to 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, low of 75. It'll be mostly sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, they did raise the 14 flags of the SEC yesterday over at Texas A&M. Nice crowd over there to see it as the Aggies start their journey in the Southeastern Conference. We'll talk about that. The Bombers won last night at home, breaking a seven-game home losing streak. We'll talk about that. Some Olympic news and more coming up in sports.
How did you know they were nice? There could have been some surly people there. You know, they could have been back there at the back yammering.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But they were relegated to the back.
That's right.
Yes.
Back there in the back. So how did that, did they do flags individually?
They put them all up at once.
Did they?
Yeah. And they don't pull the rope anymore. They've got cranks, you know.
Do they?
Yeah. They got cranks that they twirl around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like starting a Model T, you know.
Okay, and so... these are permanent. These aren't like PVC. Wasn't like PVC stuck in the ground or anything.
No. These were like 14 really nice flagpoles. Just, you know, metal with a ball on top and everything.
So now, who's going to be responsible for taking down the 14 flags every day?
Well, I don't know. Mean, I don't know that they have to come down. It's not like the...
Excuse me. You are going to leave the South Carolina Gamecock flag out with inclement weather? I'm speechless. The very idea that you would consider that the Vanderbilt banner should be out there in the rain and the cold.
I think they could flap all night if they wanted to.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know.
We flap every morning. Why can't they flap at night?
Right. I really.
Those are words to live by in any number of circumstances.
Yeah, I would think so.
I really don't know whether there, you know, are interns whose job description has just been pounded, you know, mounted upon by take
Mom,
the flags down every night.
I've got a new job.
That's right.
That's right.
And then, you know.
That's right. I get Ole Miss today. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if you're an Arkansas alum, mm-hmm. do you sit over there in your 1978 Dodge pickup watching as they take it down to make sure your flag isn't mistreated?
When that's right. Looking? If it's folded properly.
Yeah, or is it just kind of draped over their arm and they take them all in?
Yeah.
Is it done in alphabetical order?
I don't know. You think one guy has to take them all in?
I don't know.
You know, he drops one, then he kicks it along.
Because I don't want to bend over because I'll spill others.
Yeah, that's right. But.
But, I mean, we don't know what order they're in.
You know, I don't know whether they're in alphabetical
order. Come on, Tom. I know you're a short timer, but couldn't you get some facts for us here? Golly.
I'll tell you what, I'll look at a picture and be able to tell you.
I think what they should do is, you know, what you know, you based on the placement in the the conference standings, is that's how you choose the order.
It depends on the sport, I guess.
Well, but you know, football season, you do it for the completion of football season, then move on to basketball. So.
But I mean, if they don't, do you have, you know, like a little bit of a piece of paper on the right there where nobody can see it says Kentucky, and you know, you have to put the flag on there. Because now you go back and you go, Oh man, I hung that one upside down. Oh, I got to go back. Oh, I put Kentucky where I was supposed to put Auburn. Oh,
If you don't put them on the, if you don't put them on the poles themselves, if you just give somebody a diagram, I mean, if you're walking out from the McFerrin Center, is it supposed to be left to right in that direction?
Good point.
Or if you're looking
at
the McFerrin Center, is it supposed to be left to right?
Yeah. So anyway, we
and the flags are not actual regular shaped flags. They're more like
pennants,
or more like streamers type of things. Yeah. Yeah, they're longer than they are wide.
Yeah. So again, we applaud Texas A&M University for deciding to do this. We don't know that we haven't made it an operation and maintenance nightmare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to see how that works out. Well,
I'm sure they've got it worked out.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure that there's an assistant AD for flag decorum or something like that.
It's our job to make sure that these things are taken into consideration.
That's right.
Something else for you to think about. Now, once again, and I don't know, we may do this every day. We just want to remind you, instead of another gift card that you'll forget to use, ask your friends and family for something that will go a little further, a donation to Obama for America. It's a great way to show your support for a cause that's important to you just as important as whatever your big day might be, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or a kid's birthday, go ahead and go to the Obama Gift Registry site. Yep, they've got one of those. You know what they'll probably do? I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there, but then they'll probably give you annoying reminders. You know, you got a week. You know, one more week before your anniversary. Don't forget to give us some money. I mean, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, any of those things, you could just do that. I mean, we just finished having college graduations. Maybe you're graduating from summer school this summer.
Yes.
You didn't make it out of high school on time. Well, you know, go ahead and give there, too. Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, you know, the president, I don't know if you guys realize this, but the president has spent the last few days relaxing at Camp David.
Oh, well, good for him.
He rarely goes there.
Yeah, that's true. Right. He doesn't do that much.
I know. It's barely worth the rent.
He's got better places he can be. President Obama returns to the White House tomorrow for Independence Day. Then he'll set out on a two-day bus tour of Pennsylvania and Ohio.
We're going to Amish country?
If we're going to Ohio, you know, which is important because it's a swing state.
They're swinging.
Yeah. Now, of course, we have discussed how the president seems to be doing what he can to be able to get groups to line up behind him by special things that they would want. Same-sex marriage, he's hoping to get that group behind him. Of course, talking about citizenship for those folks who are undocumented, going for them. And now they've identified another group that they think the president probably needs to go ahead and put under this banner so that they might think more kindly of him. The president apparently will turn toward America's war on drugs. And he says if he is elected for a second term, and of course they go ahead and tell you this now so that you'll vote for him to get that second term. Short of actually legalizing any drug, which a president cannot do, it's expected that the president will move to relax the long-running penalties aimed at drug users. He is likely to address, you boys sitting down?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah, possible returning of voting rights to drug offenders. So we got the gays, we have the undocumenteds, and now the drug users. Yep, going to get all of them voting for him. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to make sure that, you know, even if you've been jailed, you might be able to go ahead and vote. Oh, and by the way, you can move back into public housing, too. So there you go. Thumbs up. Way to go. That's our president. Oh, by the way, the Mitster's taking a few days off.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really? Is he like in the back house at Camp David?
He's in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
He's at his estate in New Hampshire. But the deal is, I mean, if you look at who's there, he needs an estate. I mean, he's got a wife, five kids, their wives, and 18 grandchildren. I mean, it ain't like he can put them in a double wide. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I doubt he's been in one recently.
Unless it was a campaign headquarters in a small town. Yeah, yeah, I hadn't spent any time there. How do people live in these? It's interesting. Anyway, so there you go.
You didn't make these cookies, did you?
Yeah, you bought them at the 7-Eleven bakery. Yes, indeed. So anyway, that's what our people are doing there. Let's see what else. Oh, Bill Flores will join us tomorrow in studio, by the way,
to
talk to us on the 4th of July.
Well, now, Congressman, if you're going to be here on the 4th, you do need to dress as Uncle Sam. So
yeah. Well, see if we can work on this.
Yeah.
See how that works out for us. And you know, I know you guys.
It's nice to have a congressman we can have fun with.
I agree. I know you guys like to have your oil and your gas here at reasonable prices.
That's right. When's that gas going down to less than a dollar a gallon?
Forget it.
That's
just right. I just want to let you know that a report coming out yesterday, all these new oil and gas production projects that are going on in Texas, they're creating thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
They're plowing big money into Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But they are taking a huge toll on the state's highways. That's right. The Texas Department of Transportation yesterday told industry representatives and elected officials that repairing the roads is going to be conservatively set at $1 billion for farm-to-market roads and another $1 billion for local roads. And listen, these people, the people at the Texas Department of Transportation They know what $1 billion is because they lost it about 2 years ago.
Yep.
Remember when they lost $1 billion? They could not find that $1 billion any place.
They looked behind the couch.
They looked in the cigar boxes.
Right.
They looked between the cushions. Somehow, some way, they were able to lose $1 billion. But now they're telling us.
Probably in Mervilene's desk.
Yeah,
she never knows
is.
What's in there.
Yeah, you know, it's right. We couldn't get that bottom drawer open. It was stuck.
Right.
Reason is in hundreds. They couldn't open it up. Anyway. So, just want to let you know, there's a price for prosperity here. It's going to be $2 billion, and we're going to be paying for it. So, just, you know, want to let you know.
Toll it.
Yeah, that's it. Just
toll it till it's paid for.
Yeah, well, okay, see how that works. That's for the people in the big cities. The towns our size, we don't need to be having that toll.
Nope. Toll it all. Toll every bit of it.
Really?
Yep.
To get to work?
Major highways, yes.
Oh, okay.
Highway 6, toll it.
All right.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. Did you ever think of giving our magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, as a gift? Well, I have a deal that I think is going to be too good to pass up. Your subscription 1 year at just $23.95. Now, that's the regular price, but it's still a real bargain. And with your subscription, you can give a second gift subscription at half that price. That's just $11.97. Or you can give yourself a 2-year subscription at the same rate, just $11.97 for that second year. 2 years of our magazine, $35.92, that's a significant savings. But you need to call. It's a very short time offer. That's 1-800-752-GROW. Our magazine has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. Again, 800-752-GROW. 2 years, just $35.92. 1-800-752-4769. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madame Galen trumpet creeper? It's a woody permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. Now, it'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer lawn benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Time for sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Yesterday, in front of the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium near Kyle Field at Texas A&M, they did raise the 14 flags of the Southeastern Conference. Texas A&M athletes from every sponsored sport did the honors. Among those who spoke were A&M interim AD, Dr. John Thornton.
For Aggies, not only here in Aggieland, but across the country and the state. Today we celebrate Texas A&M's entry into the Southeastern Conference, the Conference of Champions. In a few moments, we'll raise the flags of the 14 SEC schools to symbolize a new beginning for Texas A&M. We're entering a new conference, but we're also joining an incredible family built on respect, tradition, spirit, and competition at the highest levels. I can only imagine what it would be like for our student-athletes to start getting their minds ready about this great challenge and great opportunity.
We'll hear from one of those student-athletes next hour, Jonathan Stewart of the football team. The Brazos Valley Bombers are going for second place in the TCL standings by the end of the week, and last night they took a big step with a 6-1 win over last place McKinney at AMB Ballpark. Brennan Smith gave the Bombers all they needed with a first-inning grand slam. First and second place clinch a spot in the playoffs. East Texas will likely win a playoff spot by winning the first half of the TCL race that ends on Saturday. With the Bombers' win, they are a game and a half behind the Victoria Generals for second place behind the Pump Jacks. The Bombers snapped a seven-game home losing streak with the win as Brandon Wood and Jeff Hammerman each got two hits and Brandon Bergen got the pitching win. The Bombers will go play at McKinney Wednesday and Thursday, then finish the first half of the season at home against the Acadiana Cane Cutters Friday and the Woodland Strikers on Saturday. The TCL All-Star game is next Monday. Rudder High School has a new softball coach. She's Jessica Kapczynski, the former A&M softball pitcher who has been given private lessons the last 3 years. As Jessica Slatterper and Jessica Kapczynski, she earned third-team All-America honors at A&M and was the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year her senior year in 2004. On June the 18th, you may recall that Texas Ranger TV broadcaster Dave Barnett suffered a migraine episode on the air and made an incoherent rambling when describing a play referring to fifth base and botched robbery. Yesterday, Barnett announced that he is taking an indefinite leave of absence for medical reasons and that it will likely extend for the rest of the season. Barnett said in an interview with the Dallas Morning News that he had no recollection of the on-air incident. As we reported yesterday, Aggie sprinter Jenna Bitarmo did withdraw from that runoff to break the tie with training teammate Allison Felix in the 100-meter dash at the Olympic Trials in Oregon. Tarmo was obviously upset that the third-place finish had been called a tie after the initial results posted showed her as the third-place finisher and on the Olympic team. But when judges were asked to re-look at the photos, it was determined that it was a tie to 1/100th of a second. Felix opted for a runoff rather than a coin flip. Atarmo agreed, but then changed her mind yesterday and conceded the spot to Felix, who also won the 200. Atarmo will still go to London as the 100-meter alternate and one of the six in the 400-meter relay pool, four of whom will run in the event for the U.S. Other Olympic news, A&M coach Steve Boltman will go to London as an assistant women's swim coach, joining his Aggie swimmers Bria Larson and Camille Adams. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turpeville at 6:58 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason.
It's happening at Star Furniture. Everything's at incredibly low holiday savings of 25, 35, up to 54% off, plus free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. Look for a high today about 96, actually next 4 or 5 days. Slight chance of showers. 76 now, WTAW, Thomas Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What happened Friday night? Still making life tough for millions.
Everything was flying all over the place, yeah. We didn't know how many more trees were going to go down. And it was pitch black, so we couldn't see.
She's in New Jersey, and all the way down the Mid-Atlantic into the Midwest, a lot of people are still powerless and sweltering. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Now, Dave, even the power crews trying to clean up and restore electric service are shocked.
I've been with the company 35 years. I've never seen a non-hurricane storm like this.
Now, these crews working in Ohio, Illinois, Maryland, and everywhere else, they're getting help from crews trucking in from places as far away as Oklahoma. The lack of power is making people sick through record-breaking weather of 100 degrees or higher, and now both USAA and Nationwide report more than 12,000 claims filed by homeowners so far. Now, the storms are blamed for 26 deaths, Dave.
Evan, why did an Air Force C-130 air tanker crash fighting a wildfire in South Dakota? The military is investigating, and in the meantime, grounding seven other C-130s, making it a lot tougher, battling all the wildfires, scorching several western states.
God's the only one who can take care of these fires, you know. He's helping the firefighters to the best of his ability, and just got to keep praying.
That man's fearful of a fire prompting new evacuations near Laramie, Wyoming. This fallout from a key Supreme Court ruling last week, not health care or immigration. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern explains live in Washington.
Tyrone Jones, now 56 years old, has been locked up since his arrest for a Philadelphia murder at age 16. But after the Supreme Court ruled last week that minors cannot be sentenced to life in prison without any chance of parole, Jones is filing for the release. It appears to be the first such request since the court's 5-4 split decision. The Innocence Project also hoping to overturn Jones's conviction, arguing that conviction was based on police statements contrary to ballistics evidence and witness descriptions. Dave.
And then, Jared, we're seeing Chrysler's sales for June up 20%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The doctor will see you now.
Today, a mom will get a checkup. A dad will get a blood pressure screening. And a little one will get a vaccine. With the healthcare law, you may now have preventive benefits with no insurance copays or out-of-pocket costs. But there's another reason to join the millions who are using their benefits today. Staying healthy for all those tomorrows you want to enjoy. Learn more at healthcare.gov. Better health is in your hands.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
If you had to describe the home buying process in a phrase or perhaps a single word, would it be a single word like nerve-wracking? Would it be a phrase like, tried my patience? It shouldn't be that way. The home buying process can be frustrating, but it needs to be fun because, after all, this is probably your biggest investment. That's why you need a realtor like Zweiker & Associates that makes sure they're looking out for your best interest. One of the things that they specialize in is they meet with you, they find out what you absolutely do and do not want in your new home. Then what they do is they go out and they look at all of the available properties that are on the market, which is literally in the hundreds, and they narrow it down to about 8 to 12 properties that meet your exact criteria, because they know your time is important and they want to make sure that you don't get this overload thing that leads to frustration or nerve-wracking or anything like that, any of those other words we may have used to describe the home buying process. Find out how Zweiker & Associates can change the home buying process for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
It's time to go old school as the BCS Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies Night Prom Rewind. This prom is just for the ladies, no dates required. Still got that old prom dress or bridesmaid's dress hanging in your closet? Here's your chance to show it off. Wear a dress from any decade, brush up on the Macarena, and get ready for a great night of dinner, dancing, and fun. Ladies Night Prom Rewind, Friday, July 13th at the Hilton College Station. Brought to you by Dr. Angeletta Brown and Chrome, a salon experience. For tickets, go to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
This Thursday is the final day to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. This week is your last chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Vote for your favorite place to eat, bank, or buy a car. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrazos.com. Click over to thebestofthebrazos.com and cast your vote today.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at BrazosValleyBride.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 73 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers in the forecast for today as we head toward a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An efficiency study commissioned last fall by the Texas A&M System has been released. The study from MGT of America makes more than 50 recommendations to system officials, including staffing changes. According to a news release from the A&M System, the study was commissioned to see how best to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. Numbers released Monday indicate the elimination of 30 positions. Some of those will come about through attrition, while other employees will be able to work in other parts of the A&M System. 7 positions, however, are being cut. Now, it isn't clear how many of the recommendations the A&M System is considering. Managers have been told to look at which ones can be implemented to improve efficiency. The timing of the implementations will vary based on need and opportunity. You can read the entire report on our website, WTAW.com. There's been an increase of residential and vehicle burglary activity in College Station. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the July 4th holiday provides thieves another reason to strike unless you take preventative measures.
The big thing is making sure your home looks like there's someone there. Most burglars, they want to avoid confrontation. They don't want to go to a house that they think someone is home. So set timers on your lights. Set timers on a radio so there'll be noise going off and on in different parts of the house.
Another reminder from local authorities is that fireworks, even sparklers, are illegal inside city limits. The July 4th holiday means more traffic and more traffic enforcement. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds you that if you need assistance, though, it's just a phone call away.
And we'd like to remind people on the back of your driver license, we have an assistance number to our DPS dispatch. And what that number does will go to our dispatcher, and she would dispatch the closest trooper to that area where you may be stranded. And we'll definitely come out and try to assist you either in changing a flat or obviously we can't get it done. We'll find somebody that can.
Morgan also reminds you that if you have to pull over to watch out for tall grass because it can become a fire hazard. Just in time for holiday travel, the Texas Department of Transportation has a new website and smartphone app to check road conditions.
That provides travelers with real-time conditions, traffic and weather feeds, as well as links to other useful information. The new site features a user-friendly interface, making it easy for the traveling public to access real-time conditions affecting travel across Texas.
Bob Caldwell of TxDOT's Bryan office reminds you to pull over and let someone else use the drivetexas.org if you were driving. Even facing civil litigation, the state has no plans to air-condition prison units anytime soon.
9 inmates died last year alone from the heat. That's according to the Texas Civil Rights Project. State Senator John Whitmire chairs the Criminal Justice Committee. He says adding air conditioning is not policy and too expensive.
Got some of the worst of society, murderers, rapists, and child molesters. Most people of Texas do not worry about the comfort level for a serial rapist. You know, he chose his crime, and he's going to do the time in very unbearable circumstances.
Larry McCollum died of hyperthermia in prison last summer. His family filed a wrongful death suit last week. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A newspaper analysis says justifiable killings in Texas have steadily increased since the state expanded its version of a stand-your-ground law in 2007. Of course, it's known as the Castle Doctrine in Texas. Houston Chronicle reported Monday a review of FBI data showed the number of justifiable killings in Texas under the law increased from 32 in 2006 to 48 in 2010. The law, again known as the Castle Doctrine, was revised to expand the right to use deadly force. It allows you to defend yourself in your home, workplace, or vehicle. It also says a person using force cannot provoke the attacker or be involved in criminal activity at the time. And they say all good things must come to an end. And for WTAW's Tom Turbeville, that time has arrived.
I'm leaving WTAW and Bryan Broadcasting. I am retiring, so to speak. And Judy and I are headed to Nebraska.
Tom announcing his retirement on the air Monday morning. His last day on air is Friday, August 17th, bringing to an end a 19-year career with Bryan Broadcasting. Nebraska is home to family. There, the Turbevilles plan on keeping up with their activities or with the activities of their grandchildren. WTAW News Time, 710, 73 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Summer in the Brazos. So many things we want to do, except clean. It's hot, we're running around having a good time. When we get home, who's in the mood to clean? Molly Maid is. The home cleaning pros at Molly Maid love cleaning, so all you have to do is kick back and enjoy some cool AC and a clean home. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust. Call today and get started enjoying the summer. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or on the web at mollymaid.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, for us, regular road trips to our neighborhood half-price bookstore are a big part of summer fun. Hey, if Mother Nature's going to roll out the heat this time of year, you can bet we're going to roll down to half-price books and take advantage of the coolest selection and prices on summer reads. Books for the beach, paperbacks for the plane, a treasure trove of kids' books and young adult fiction, plus games, music, movies. There's savings for everyone. It's quick, easy, lots of friendly folks to help, and almost everything's half-price or less. Half Price Books has been a big part of summer fun for 40 years, and you can get extra savings by going to halfpricebooks.com and signing up for their mailing list. Hey, when special online surprises come along, you don't want to miss them, so sign up pronto. You'll always find hot savings and cool summer reads at Half Price Books on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
becoming partly to mostly sunny with the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, high close to 95 later today. Partial clearing will develop across the region tonight, lows going to get down to about 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, they're going to be close to 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, low of 75. It'll be mostly sunny Thursday, highs Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Another Aggie is going to the Olympics. It's Coach Steve Boltman, the A&M women's swim coach. He'll be an assistant coach for the U.S. team, joining Aggie swimmers Bria Larson and Camille Adams. We will talk about that. And Rutter High has a new softball coach. She's a former Aggie pitcher. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. There you are.
There you are. There you go.
So you know what?
It is the 3rd of July.
That's right. Today is the day. Today is the day of the Elizabeth Lutheran Church.
That's right. It's the 3rd of July.
And celebration.
Yeah. And you know what, Scott?
Tell me.
You don't know this, but do you have something to give away?
Uh-huh.
I have another one, too.
Get out of here. What do you got?
We had a previous winner who could not go.
Oh, your kids, so it'd be like a double prize package.
It is. I have a package here also that just was returned to me yesterday.
Really? What year was Caldwell Incorporated? 695-1620. 695-1620. What year was Caldwell Incorporated? See, we've got like a Burleson County-centric trivia thing.
I think that's
outstanding. I think we should pat ourselves on the back for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there.
Is your arm okay?
Yeah, it's fine. 695-1620. It's really back here. 695-1620. 695-1620. In what year was Caldwell Incorporated? I mean, you can find it. It's not that difficult.
No.
But, you know.
But there's bound to be a Caldwell historian.
So this will be like a double prize package. Wow. All right, here we go. What's the answer? Hello, what's the answer? Okay. Hi there, what's the answer?
1847.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
1859.
Nope, thank you. In what year was Caldwell Incorporated? 695-1620. 695-1620. All those were too early. I mean, I'll give you a little clue. All those were too early. 695-1620 helps out a little bit. Because, you know, I think what they did is they basically created, if I'm not wrong, Burleson County. Got it taken a little bit from Milam, a little bit from Washington. And kind of ooched it together and made themselves a new county. What's the answer?
1875.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. Hi there. What's the answer? Yeah, right, right, Hey, what's the answer?
1848.
Nope, thanks. You're headed the wrong direction.
Can we play high-low?
Yeah, we're going to. You're headed the wrong direction. Yeah, I don't know what the... And by the way, of course, everybody's going to Chase's house tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to, but if you don't have plans, we have a great thing for you to do. Hey, what's the answer of the year that Caldwell was incorporated?
1891.
That's it. It's 1891.
There
you
go. It sounds
like you must have looked it up. Did you look it up?
Yes, I looked it up.
You can admit it. Yeah.
It's okay. No, it's okay. Who's this?
This is Felix.
All right, Felix, what's your last name?
Pierdola.
What do you, okay.
Yeah, spell it, Tom. Go.
Go, Tom.
Pierdola?
Pierdola.
Pierdola.
P-I-E-R?
Yes.
D-O-L-A?
Two L's.
All right.
Wow. Way to go, Tom.
Man, somebody's been brushing up on their studies.
We could put you in a proper name spelling bee if there happened to be such a thing.
That's right. It still would have been a miss.
It really would have. Yeah, that's it. All right. So apparently we have like a double giveaway for you, Felix. So that's pretty cool. All right. So I've got for you a chicken fried steak dinner for two at Cat's Kitchen in Caldwell. And a dozen mixed donuts from Super Donuts in Caldwell. And
then all right.
Tom's got more for you.
I'm just looking at it here. What do I got here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It says it on the envelope.
Okay. I've got, here we go. I've got a 6-quart and full service oil change at Johnson Shell in Caldwell. And a chicken fried steak dinner and two soft drinks from the Longhorn Bar and Grill.
Ah, dog, you're going to be broke out in chicken fries over there, man. That's for sure. All right, you know where we're located?
Yes.
Okay, and all the celebration is going on now tonight from 6 until 11 if you want to do that in Caldwell, okay?
All right.
Yeah, you got to come here and pick it up.
Yep, got to do that. All right, thanks. See you later. All right.
There you go.
1891. So if you're not going over to Chase's house, which means you didn't get the invite like we did. Yeah, we want to make sure that you know that there are always ways that you can celebrate. You know, much like as we were discussing earlier this morning, if you have a birthday or an anniversary or something like that coming up, there's no reason for you to waste that money on that gift on yourself. The Obama administration needs your help, and so as a result, you can donate money to them. Likewise, last week we told you about a story, and this would be the perfect time. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, the federal government thinks we need more people to use food stamps. We don't have enough people on food stamps. So the United States Department of Agriculture is trying a new promotional campaign to get more people to sign up for food stamps. It's SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So what I would say is if you have some friends who you think ought to be on food stamps, go ahead and call them.
I just wanted you to know, I think.
Why do you think that's offensive, Tom? Don't you understand? Don't you understand the entire purpose of this is so that you feel good about yourself that you are on food stamps.
I see.
There's no, there is not, there are people who obviously fall on times and they end up needing the supplemental that the government gives, but the idea is you should not feel badly, and in fact, this is something you should strive for.
Exactly.
So
Milk it as long as you
can.
Exactly.
Right. So the Daily Caller reports that there is, in fact, a pamphlet that is currently posted on the USDA website. So if you have a neighbor who doesn't have computers, you might invite them over to your house so that they can look at the pamphlet, because it says, throw a great party. Host social events with people, mix and mingle. Make it fun by having activities like games.
Wait, if we're mixing and mingling, only if there's a jingling beat, though.
Oh, you know, you're right. But then they would, but you can only do that around Christmas time. This would be around the 4th of July. Make it fun by having activities and games and food and entertainment. Now, is the food just going to be stuff that you can get with food stamps? I mean, because that should be part of it, don't you think?
Have a food stamp party.
Sure. And entertainment. Provide information about SNAP. Putting SNAP information in a game format like bingo or crossword puzzles or even a true-false quiz is fun because you get the message across in a memorable way.
Whoa.
I think this is just, I mean, think about it. Let's say that you're having a party and you see someone driving by in a car that would make you think they might be on or need to be on food stamps. Run out into the street and wave them down and go, wait, I'm having a food stamp party. Would you like to come in? I think this is a tomorrow is a wonderful day to do that. It's the 4th of July.
It is.
Let's get more people going on food stamps. What moron came up with that? Really? I mean, did they sell the Secretary of Agriculture on this? Sir, we need to make, or ma'am, whoever, we need to make the program really bigger. We need to get more people on food stamps. Hello?
You know, it really warms my heart to see someone use their Lone Star card and then get into their new Lexus.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's true. Exactly right.
They had to pay for groceries. They couldn't afford a Lexus. Come on.
Now,
it makes sense.
I don't know if you recall a song called Welfare Cadillac. Remember a song called Welfare Cadillac?
Kind of.
Guy somebody. I can't remember it anymore. That's how we started our very first talk show on WTAW 100 million years ago.
With Welfare Cadillac?
The guy, the disc jockey, his name was Bob Bick. He played Welfare Cadillac, and then he started talking about that. And the next thing you know, we got phone calls. Just, you know, the lines went crazy, and that was the first talk show. And I think
Guy Drake.
Guy Drake. There you go. Huh? Sound Off, I think, is what the show was called at that time. And we would get, and we had a recording machine that people, if they wanted to call in the off hours when the program wasn't on, and then we could play those back on the air just to get people stirred up. There you go. Bring it on, buddy. Here we go. It's a rockin' beat, as you can tell.
Well, it won't work much.
Well, it is Tuesday.
Back have been poor on the line.
Yeah.
I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife.
Yeah.
This house is a live-in, mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand-new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down.
Plumb down.
Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back.
Whooped. Whooped it.
Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
And that's how it got started. And Bob made some comment after that, and the race was on. Yeah, so there you go.
That's
so,
right. Hope.
Fast forward to today. Have a snap party tomorrow so that you can invite. And Matt, you know, think about that. Think about all the nice cars that might be parked in your driveway or on the street.
That's right.
You're going to go, hey, look at that. They're having a party over there. All right.
And that music was for your cool down on your elliptical.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It is Tuesday after all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll have to find something in a little while. Yeah. By the way, today is. Today is Stay Out of the Sun Day.
No problem.
Yeah.
No.
Today is also Air Conditioning Appreciation Day.
That's every day for me.
I do that all the time.
We have a lot of those.
Until I have to pay for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today is Compliment Your Mirror Day.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Oh, by the way, this is actually, today's the beginning of the dog days of summer.
It is.
Today's the beginning of the dog days of summer, and they run until August 11th.
The dog or the days?
Well, I think the days. Yeah, okay. August 11th. Huh. That moon out there, that's called the full buck moon.
I saw that this morning.
Man, it was bright.
It was, man. Big and bright.
I woke up deep in the... never mind. I woke up, it's like 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
2 a.m. in the morning?
2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
a.m. in the morning.
I wake up this morning, and the moon was so bright outside my window.
How bright was it?
Thank you. Yeah. I honestly thought if I had not immediately looked at the clock, I would have been convinced that I had slept until about now with daylight
coming in. This is actually called the full hay moon. I mean, obviously
it was
bright enough that farmers could get out there and cut hay in it.
And I would agree.
It is quite a moon.
It's a biggie out there. Just won't let you know. Hey, North Korean leader. Hey, Kim Jong-un. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that right?
Little dumpy fellow.
Well, it's just kind of interesting. He apparently thinks it's okay for the rest of the Koreans to get a little dumpy.
Oh.
The only problem is they don't have enough food.
Well, I know, but he's working on that.
Oh. What's he going to do for best Korea?
Well, what he has done is...
Bringing in a KFC?
Well, yes. Uh-huh. The whole idea is some previously banned Western food like hamburgers, fries, and pizza will now be acceptable.
All right.
That's so he can be seen eating them, you know, because he does look like he probably noms down on them every once in a while. And so he figures this is the idea, is that by doing that, he should be able to, since he can eat the pizza in public, then he figures, well, everybody ought to be able to eat pizza. So if you can afford it, you know. If it works for you, then you can do that. So you don't have to worry. I don't know what the national dish of North Korea is, but I presume it does
not. It's not pizza.
Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's Best Online Shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July the 5th. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Best in the Valley contest is a tradition that's well respected and important here in the Brazos Valley. Traditions like this keep our community strong. Prosperity Bank knows tradition's important. Its tradition of stability makes it one of the strongest banks in the country. Prosperity is Texas-based, Texas-strong, understands Texans and Texas business. They run their bank right. It's their tradition. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Vote Prosperity, Best of the Brazos Valley. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today, around 93 or so, and we'll have a 30% chance of showers, 20% chance of rain tonight, and tomorrow and Thursday as well. We'll be warming up some up to the upper 90s, 95 or above, 96, something like that. Not up to 100, though, doesn't look like. That's through the weekend. And our low temperature each night around 75. Right now, humidity is 94%. The winds are calm. We have fair skies out there, and it is 75 degrees.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur.
Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We are the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
During a congressional baseball game last Thursday night, Democrats taunted their Republican opposition. They chanted, "Justice Roberts." That, according to Al Hunt in a New York Times blog entry titled, "Washington Flip-Flops on Justice Roberts." The Supreme Court Chief Justice, now the darling of the left. More evidence? New York Democrat Congressman Gary Ackerman says that Roberts has rebranded himself by upholding Obama tax. The Hill reports that Ackerman held up a sign reading Obama Roberts 2012. Over the weekend, the New York Times gave a very favorable review of the Supreme Court's term, celebrating that it has entered a new phase. Now, how's this for praise? In the last term, the Roberts Court proved itself resistant to caricature in the decision to uphold Obama's health care tax, which sustained the most significant piece of social legislation since the New Deal. Chief Justice Roberts recast the legacy of his court and improved the political fortunes of a Democrat president. Oh, joy! And likewise, the Washington Post has kind words for the Roberts Court. They happily point out that in the last term, liberals were in the majority as often as conservatives. The line between liberal and conservative is, according to the Post, blurrier. The left isn't just spiking the football after their Obamacare win. They're spiking baseballs, volleyballs, footballs, hairballs, every other type of ball that they can find, wherever they can find one or two. At least Justice Roberts is loved by the left. He should enjoy it while it lasts.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 74 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the mid-90s, we'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A study commissioned last fall by the Texas A&M system means the elimination of 30 positions system-wide. Some of the jobs will be cut through attrition, while some of the affected employees will find work elsewhere in the A&M system because of the recent multi-million dollar biopharmaceutical grant from the federal government. Seven employees, however, are losing their jobs. The study from MGT America was commissioned, according to the system, to identify ways to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. It isn't clear how many of the more than 50 recommendations will be implemented. System officials say managers are looking at which ones can be implemented to improve efficiency. The timing of the implementations will vary based on need and opportunity. You can read the entire report on our website, WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation has launched a new online service for the latest road conditions. Bob Caldwell at TxDOT's Bryan office says DriveTexas.org also features a smartphone app.
They're asked to pull off the highway to a safe location or have a passenger access the service. TxDOT is committed to working with others to provide safe and reliable transportation solutions for Texas.
The information is also available on TxDOT's Highway Conditions webpage. As you hit the highways, if you experience car trouble, you're reminded to pull over in an area that doesn't have the risk or carry with it the risk of setting a grass fire.
If you do find yourself stranded, always pull off to a safe part of the roadway. And this time of year, as grass is starting to dry out a little bit, you need to be very careful not pull onto too high of grass where you may start a fire that may end up burning your vehicle up. And as a reminder, it's not always bad to carry that small fire extinguisher with you just in case you may your car or somebody else that may need some help.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says you can find on the back of your driver license a phone number that you can call for motorist assistance. If you're going out of town for the holiday, make sure your home looks and sounds like you're there. Officer Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department says it will reduce your chance of becoming a burglary victim.
If you take a paper, make sure that they don't stack up in front of your home. If you've got a trash can, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have someone move it out on trash day for you and then pull it back up, and so they can see that there's actually some activity. If you have a neighbor that's home that's got an extra car, ask them to park it in your driveway so it looks like someone's there.
Seaton says most burglars want to avoid confrontation, so they won't approach homes that look like someone is inside. Following last week's Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act, the Texas Medical Association was feeling well, but Texas doctors still want to see some changes in health care.
TMA President Dr. Michael Spear says Congress and the Texas legislature should scrap the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which has the authority to control Medicare spending by lowering payment rates to physicians. He says TMA would also like to see an immediate fix to a problem that's not part of the Health Care Act, the Medicare Physician Payment Formula.
Come this coming December, physicians who care for Medicare patients are looking at a 30% cut in payment, and I don't know many businesses that can withstand a 30% cut.
Dr. Spear says his agency would also like to see legislative action that would lift restrictions on physician hospital ownership. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
Crews have returned the iconic painting, Fall of the Alamo, to the Texas Governor's Mansion as a $25 million restoration of the historic mansion nears completion. In a statement from Governor Rick Perry that was released yesterday, it said crews returned the 1903 painting to the mansion, which first became home to the governor in 1858. The painting depicts Davy Crockett and other Alamo defenders engaged in hand-to-hand combat at dawn of March 6, 1836, the day the Alamo fell to Mexican forces. The painting was donated anonymously in 1981. And after 19 years with Bryan Broadcasting, WTAW's Tom Turbeville is hanging up his headphones.
I really cannot put into words what this last 28 years has meant to me as a citizen of this marvelous community. And the next chapter is indeed exciting and just as scary.
Tom and his wife Judy are moving to Nebraska to be closer to family. He announced his retirement on the air Monday morning. Tom's last day with us is August 17th. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor?
The following message is transmitted at the request of the Texas Emergency Management Agency. This is a child abduction alert issued by the Texas Amber Alert Network. The San Antonio Police Department is searching for Gabriel Rivera, Hispanic, male, 3 years old, dog 12-13-08, 3 foot 0 inches, 34 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Police are looking for Robert Medrano Jr. and Monica Soto in his abduction. The suspects are driving a gold 2000 Ford Explorer with a Texas license plate number of 57R8454. The suspect was last heard from in San Antonio, Texas. Law enforcement officials believe this child to be in grave or immediate danger. If you have any information regarding this abduction, call the San Antonio Police Department at 210-207-7660. News media points of contact is San Antonio Police Department at 210-207-7579. End of message.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Had to get some glass replaced in a house, I don't know, it's been a couple of weeks ago. Gave Acme Glass a call. They set up the appointment. They were there when they said that they would be. They finished the work up in short order, and it's a done deal. Dependability is one of the things that you want. Now, didn't happen to be a real crucial situation as far as getting this glass replaced, but quite often when you replace glass from a standpoint of there being some sort of a safety or some sort of a security concern, getting a fast response is awfully important, and they can help you with that at Acme Glass. More than 60 years experience here in the Brazos Valley, getting you glass where you need it and when you need it and at a reasonable price. So a quick response, getting it done right, and paying a moderate price for it. That's what you want, and Acme Glass delivers for you. Now, that's just for your home or your business. Don't forget for your vehicle. They can help you, too, and they're open a half day on Saturday, which can really help you out, because sometimes you've got to use your vehicle all week long, and you have to give it up. That makes it very inconvenient. But since they're open a half day on Saturdays, that can work well for you. Two locations, in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M and on Main Street in downtown Bryan. For more than 60 years, it's Acme Glass.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
American Lube Centers, 3 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended needs. Let my guys at American Lube Centers give you their award-winning service that they have been recognized for in the best of the Brazos. Look for our new location, coming soon at Tower Point in College Station. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs.
Hey, moms and dads. It might be the middle of summer, but let's face it, another school year is right around the corner. If you're looking for a new schooling option, consider Texarkana ISD Virtual Academy for students in grades 3 through 7. Come out to the College Station Yogurtland Tuesday, July 10th, 5 till 7 p.m. Meet the teacher and learn more about virtual schooling while your child enjoys a free yogurt. Call 877-485-8283 for more information. That's Tuesday, July 10th, 5 till 7 p.m. at the Yogurtland in College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 741, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Any morning cloudiness across the area this morning will give way to partly to mostly sunny skies. There is the chance of a thunderstorm later today. Our temperature is going to move up to about 95. Tonight's skies look to be partly cloudy. Lows are going to drop down to about 75 tonight. Tomorrow we'll see sun with the chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 95. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to get down to about 75. Sunshine and 95 Thursday.
I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Bombers won at home last night. That's good. They lost seven in a row at home before last night. They'll be on the road the next two games. We'll talk about that. We'll also have some Olympic news as Steve Boltman is going to London as a swimming coach. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go. And we'll continue to report on the banners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Banner update. Banner that's Watch right. 2012.
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Which
yeah.
one's flapping the most?
Yeah, Banner yeah. Watch 2012.
Evidently, I think we determined they put them in alphabetical order except for Texas A&M, which is in the middle. Is that what we determined?
I believe we determined mm-hmm. that, yes.
Which seemed to make sense, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, once again, kudos to the state of California.
Yeah.
I think as we have discussed many times, let's watch what they do in California because they tend to lead the nation to other things. Let's harken back to those days when Hillary Clinton told us it takes a village. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
It takes a village, mm-hmm. yeah.
To raise an idiot.
Something like that. The Sacramento Bee reports that California is looking into a law allowing a child to have multiple parents. Under the bill, if three or more people who acted as parents could not agree on custody, child support, and visitation, a judge could split those things up among them. Supporters of this bill, it's meant to eliminate that limit of two parents per child, aimed at the legal protection of, well, couples who would adopt children or unmarried couples who might be raising a child, mm-hmm. Where the biological father or mother is outside the relationship. So possibly you can get just a whole busload of folks to be parents for a child now.
Oh.
So
you can pawn your kid off on even more people.
Well, you could do that. We could see Sally Struthers actually now walking the streets of Detroit showing us children for just $16 a
Scott,
month.
Scott, Detroit is not in California.
Well, that's true. We could see Sally Struthers waddling down the streets of Yorba Linda.
Oakland.
Well, Oakland. Oakland would be fine, too.
Not on my Belinda.
Giving you a chance for only
$16
a month.
On your Belinda, but not my Belinda.
Right. $16 a month, you too could adopt a child. So, there you go. Once again, folks in California leading mm-hmm. the way, and we really do appreciate that. All right, 744, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. Mm-hmm. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill
that
kind
thing.
Of stuff.
Yeah, we know what elliptical
don't we all
so far, since 6 o'clock,
what?
All I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Poor
so
baby.
I'm hoping to see if it's the deal that happens on
just Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way.
Not every day. I'd
like to have it on WTAW.
Sure. Well, we're glad you do.
Don't worry about calling me back.
No, don't worry, we're not.
You know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music mm-hmm. on the radio.
Music.
Not just
stuff.
Stuff,
yeah.
You know, that's not that pressing. Thanks.
I got magic in me. Touch that track, it turns into gold.
Let this move you, mama.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I've got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, magic, magic. Magic, magic, magic.
B.O.B.
Oh, of course.
And this is B.O.B.
Oh.
The previous singer was Rivers Cuomo. He's the lead singer for Weezer. I know Tom knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I had mentioned to you, I really screwed up this morning. Because I had mentioned.
Just this morning, huh?
Yeah, really. I had mentioned to you that you had said a couple of weeks ago that you had a song that.
Yeah, and I've forgotten what it was.
And you forgot, so you did that. But, see, I had forgotten that I had asked Tom to come up with a song for us to play today, and so he did.
Yeah. Oh,
Tom felt this would be good.
Some people say a man is made out of mud.
Ernie.
A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Sing it, Ernie.
Muscle and blood.
That sounds like a good workout song.
Yeah.
Mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Great voice.
What do you get?
Oh, T.E. Ford.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, remember
his
songs
on the radio. This
remember
morning.
His show that he did on TV. He had a Tennessee Ernie Ford show.
Yeah, he did. Hello.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if which of those two I like best, her or Miss South Carolina. But I could listen to them both every day. But you know, I think you guys need to make a ringtone from that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. We could do it. We can't do Miss South Carolina. She'd probably sue us. But the other one's kind of ours.
That's
hello.
True. Yeah.
Hey, I can't say for sure, but I'd almost be willing to bet that that woman is a blonde because she's left that message before.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-2012. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the baby in the baby carriage. Nowadays, not necessarily. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. It used to be called illegitimacy, but now it's the new normal. A recent article in the New York Times analyzed the rising number of births outside of marriage. After steadily rising for 5 decades, the share of children born to unmarried women has crossed a threshold. More than half of births to American women under 30 occur outside of marriage. The rise in these births to unmarried women comes largely from couples who have decided to live together instead. Unfortunately, this usually doesn't provide the stable homes that children need. Nearly 2/3 of these cohabiting couples will split up by the time their child reaches the age of 10. People are scared of jumping into marriage, and they think they can avoid their parents' mistakes by giving it a trial run and living together. But they actually increase their chances of never getting married or of getting divorced once they do. Now, many times parents can't help having to raise a child alone, but your children deserve the best chance at a stable environment. And research continues to tell us that that best chance involves being raised by a mom and a dad who are committed in the covenant of marriage. To help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take another look at sports, and it is brought to you by no one. There you go. Yesterday, in front of the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium at Kyle Field, they did raise the flags of 14 Southeastern Conference schools. Texas A&M athletes from every sponsored sports did the honors, including football player Jonathan Stewart, who spoke later.
You know, everybody likes to look at the first SEC game that we have coming up in Florida. But as a football team, we're preparing for Louisiana Tech because that's the most important game of the season that we have coming up. the fan support that we've received through this whole process has been great from the 12th man, and we can't wait to see what it's going to be like once the competition starts. So the time's finally here. Thanks and gigging.
Dr. R. Bowen Lofton also spoke, and he bragged about the Aggies and the new conference.
We're ready today to have all you come here and celebrate very symbolically this big step forward for Texas A&M. The SEC is truly a great fit for our great university. It's a great fit in terms of our culture and history. I just came back from Washington where we celebrated the anniversary 150 years ago of the signing of the Morrill Act by Abraham Lincoln that created what we call today the land-grant universities like Texas A&M. The SEC is blessed with 10 land-grant schools. No other conference has that many land-grants as the SEC has. Fit is good. Four of our fellow SEC members, including Texas A&M, are members of the prestigious Association of American Universities, Vanderbilt, Florida, Missouri, and Texas A&M. Half of the 14 members of the SEC rank among the top 100 universities among public and privates, both nationally, for their academic prowess.
The flags are flying in front of the Gillum track right by Kyle Field. Well, as reported yesterday, Aggie sprinter Jenna Batarbo did withdraw from that runoff to break the tie with training teammate Allison Felix in the 100-meter dash at the Olympic trials. Tarbo was obviously upset that the third-place finish had been called a tie after the initial results posted showed her as the third-place finisher and on the Olympic team. But when judges were asked to relook at the photos, they did, and it was determined that it was a tie to the 100th of a second. Felix opted for a runoff rather than a coin flip. Tarbo agreed, but then changed her mind yesterday and conceded the spot to Felix, who also won the 200. Now, Tarbo will still go to London as the 100-meter alternate and one of the six in the 400-meter relay pool, four of whom will run in that event in the U.S. Other Olympic news, A&M coach Steve Boltman is going to London as an assistant coach for the U.S. team, joining his Aggie swimmers Bria Larson and Camille Adams. Michael Phelps will not be competing for 8 gold medals in London. The winner of that many golds in China 4 years ago has dropped one of his races at the London Olympics. Coach Bob Bowman tweeted that Phelps was scratched from the 200-meter freestyle. Phelps qualified in 5 individual events for London at the U.S. Olympic trials in Omaha. He's expected to swim all 3 relays, but decided to focus on the 200 and 400 IM and the 100 and the 200 butterfly. Rutter High School has a new softball coach. She's Jessica Kapczynski, the former A&M softball pitcher who had been giving private lessons the last 3 years. As Jessica Slatterper and Jessica Kapczynski, she earned third-team All-America honors at A&M and was the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year her senior year in 2004. The second week of play at Wimbledon has seen a big upset as the women's top seed, Maria Sharapova, was eliminated. The world number one was beaten by the 15th seed, Sabine Lubinsky, 6-4, 6-3. The match took place in windy and rainy conditions. Women's 6 seed Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-set win. On the men's side, top seed Novak Djokovic didn't have any trouble winning. So did Roger Federer. Major League Baseball, the Astros lose to the Pirates, 11-2. Got the same matchup again tonight. Texas will be at the Chicago White Sox tonight. Brazos Valley Bombers are going for second place in the TCL standings by the end of the week. And last night they took a step towards that with a 6-1 win over last place McKinney at the AMB ballpark. Brennan Smith gave the Bombers all that they would need in the first inning with a grand slam. East Texas will likely win the playoff spot by winning the first half. that ends on Saturday. But the Bombers win. They're a game and a half behind the Victoria Generals for second place. Both first and second clinch a playoff spot. The Bombers will go play at McKinney Wednesday and Thursday, then come home Friday with Acadiana and Saturday with the Woodlands. Then the All-Star game is on Monday. And finally, Doris Sams, a pitcher and outfielder from Knoxville, who helped inspire the movie A League of Their Own, has died at the age of 85. Sams was also called Sammy, was a leading player in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. According to the league's website, she was a five-time All-Star during her eight-year pro career. She played for the Muskegon Lassies, later known as the Kalamazoo Lassies. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:57. I'm Tom Turpeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive prices. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years. In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
This 4th of July, save up to 25% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Save on top quality furniture. During our 4th of July Freedom to Choose event, get up to 25% off on furniture throughout the store. That's 25% off. There's 14-piece living room groups for only $7.99, or gorgeous 14-piece bedrooms for just $7.99, or buy a $5.99 sofa for only $2.99. Get up to 25% off or 60 months interest-free financing at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's 4th of July Freedom to Choose event going on now. See store for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, you know, we're broke out in all sorts of hot dog trivia. But since we're going to be here tomorrow, we'll talk about it then. And now, was it last year? Was Clip Howard
somewhere? He just ain't going to be there.
Yeah. Well, I'm, yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody's got to be someplace.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just okay. Uh-huh. And all right, if you got a little girl in your house, uh-oh, Disney's got another way to take some money out of your old pocket.
All
we'll
right.
Tell you about that in the next half hour.
Oh,
yes.
Hooray.
It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's another hot day without power for millions.
You know, we so miss the AC.
She's in Maryland as crews still clean storm damage across the Mid-Atlantic into the Midwest. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, recovery is only going to go so fast in places like Maryland and Ohio and Virginia and West Virginia, New Jersey, even out to Illinois.
What happens is a storm comes through and the trees come down and the power lines come down and the poles come down and everybody sits and sweats and complains.
It is a safety concern, though, for many people, especially the elderly. 26 deaths are blamed on either the storms or the aftermath, and some 1.4 million power customers could go without service until Friday, Dave.
Eben, Iran is playing war games again, test-firing missiles, destroying mock-ups of enemy bases. Iran also testing long-range missiles capable of hitting U.S. bases in the region and Israel. This amid all the concern Iran's trying to build a nuclear weapon. A lot more blood has been shed in Iraq today. Several deadly attacks. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
The biggest bombing happening in the southern Iraqi city Diwaniyah, where a truck exploded in a market, killing over 30 people and wounding scores. It's thought Shiite pilgrims were the target here. Dozens more killed or wounded in smaller bomb attacks in cities across the country. Sectarian attacks are creeping up again in Iraq. Sunni insurgents often attack Shiite Muslims, and there's fears that the violence could become more widespread. Last month was one of the bloodiest since U.S. troops pulled out last year. Dave?
Emily, today we find out how many cars we bought last month. Chrysler up first, reporting a 20% sales gain over last year. This could hurt us at the gas pump. Oil is surging again this morning, up nearly $3, adding to Friday's huge jump. Oil is back over $86 a barrel, but gas holding steady. AAA's average for self-serve regular $3.33. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Want to taste the best big burger in town? Head for Copy Bridge Bar and Grill, celebrating 20 years of serving Aggieland the best big burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. For those with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of that award-winning goodness. And enjoy $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of the new menu items that are guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welburn Road, both in College Station.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour. Or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Allen's got your Honda.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100-degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter lifts, but we recommend Bruno. Why? Well, it's made with American steel, cut, punched, welded, and assembled in Wisconsin, USA. Folks, it's the only wheelchair lift I would recommend for my parents because I want them to have the best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-589-2005.
WTAW News Time, 805, 76 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. An efficiency study commissioned last fall by the Texas A&M System has been released. The study from MGT of America makes more than 50 recommendations to system officials, including staffing changes. According to a news release from the A&M System, the study was commissioned to see how best to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. Numbers released today, Monday, indicate the elimination of 30 positions. Some of those will come about through attrition, while other employees will be able to work in other parts of the A&M system thanks to the recent multi-million-dollar grant from the federal government for biopharmaceutical research. 7 positions, however, are being cut. It isn't clear how many of the recommendations the system is considering. Managers have been told to look at which ones can be implemented to improve efficiency. The timing of the implementations will vary based on need and opportunity. You can read the entire report on our website, WTAW.com. There's been an increase in residential and vehicle burglary activity in College Station. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the July 4th holiday provides thieves another reason to strike unless you take preventative measures.
The big thing is making sure your home looks like there's someone there. Most burglars, they want to avoid confrontation. They don't want to go to a house that they think someone is home. So set timers on your lights. Set timers on a radio so there'll be noise going off and on in different parts of the house.
Another reminder from local authorities is that fireworks, even sparklers, are illegal inside city limits. The July 4th holiday means more traffic and more traffic enforcement. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds drivers that assistance is just a phone call away if you need it.
And we'd like to remind people on the back of your driver license, we have an assistance number to our DPS dispatch. And what that number does, will go to our dispatcher and she will dispatch the closest trooper to that area where you may be stranded. And we'll definitely come out and try to assist you either in changing a flat or obviously we can't get it done. We'll find somebody that can.
Morgan also reminds you that if you have to pull over, be sure you look out for tall grass because that can become a fire hazard if your engine is hot. Just in time for holiday traveling, the Texas Department of Transportation has a new website and smartphone app to check road conditions.
That provides travelers with real-time conditions, traffic and weather feeds, as well as links to other useful information. The new site features a user-friendly interface, making it easy for the traveling public to access real-time conditions affecting travel across Texas.
Bob Caldwell of TxDOT's Bryan office reminds you to pull over or let someone else use drivetexas.org. Texas teachers are joining the Texas Workforce Commission in calling for changes to the STAR standardized testing system.
First, the Texas Coalition for a Competitive Workforce rallied in support of STAR. Then the Texas Workforce Commissioner Tom Pawkin came out against.
For those on the career path, certification or a license in their field is the best way to show whether or not their education was successful. And for those going to a university, there's no reason, in my judgment, why we can't use the same tests that universities use in determining admission.
Now, the Association of Texas Professional Educators is supporting Pawkins' claims that the system is badly in need of fixing. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A newspaper analysis says justifiable killings in Texas have steadily increased since the state expanded its version of a Stand Your Ground law in 2007. Houston Chronicle reported Monday a review of FBI data showed the number of justifiable killings in Texas under the law increased from 32 in 2006 to 48 in 2010. The law known as the Castle Doctrine was revised to expand the right to use deadly force. It allows you to defend yourself in your home, workplace, or vehicle. It also says a person using force can't provoke the attacker or be involved in criminal activity at the time. And they say all good things must come to an end. And for our own Tom Turbyville, that time has arrived.
I'm leaving WTAW and Bryan Broadcasting. I am retiring, so to speak. And Judy and I are headed to Nebraska.
Tom announcing his retirement on the air Monday morning. His last day on air is Friday, August 17th, bringing to an end a 19-year career with Bryan Broadcasting. Nebraska is home to family. There, the Turbyvilles plan on keeping up with the activities of their grandchildren. WTAW News Time is coming up on 810, 76 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Chris Dusterhoff for University of Sidekicks. For almost a year now, my son and youngest daughter have been training in martial arts with Master Nolte. They thought it would be something fun to learn, and they were right. Even a year later on karate days, they wake up excited for practice that night. I knew it would be something useful. Self-defense is something that you have to learn before you need it. And even if they're never in a situation where they have to defend themselves, they're building confidence, learning leadership, developing discipline while setting goals and working to achieve them. Oh yeah, they're getting in pretty good shape too. Now, University of Sidekicks offers classes just for youth, classes just for adults, and we take advantage of the classes that teaches kids and adults together. Moms and dads are working out along with their children. It's a great family environment, and the kids really like it. Whether you're looking for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga, Karate, or Casey Fight Method, give University of Sidekicks a call at 661-1560 or check them out on the web, universityofsidekicks.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area. And that'd be a big factor in me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Any morning cloudiness across the area this morning will give way to partly to mostly sunny skies. There is the chance of a thunderstorm later today. Our temperature is going to move up to about 95. Tonight's skies look to be partly cloudy. Lows are going to drop down to about 75 tonight. Tomorrow we'll see sun with the chance for an isolated thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 95. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to get down to about 75. Sunshine and 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank goodness it's Tuesday. Thank goodness Royce Hickman is here today so that we can get an accurate report as to what happened yesterday at the banner-raising ceremony, as opposed to what we've had to suffer through from our soon-departing sports director.
Well, you know, listening earlier, it was obvious there's one amongst you that's a short-timer.
Yeah. I mean, having interest in actually going out and doing your job, and instead of, I don't know, using clips he'd seen on television or random reports from the event, you, sir, were there.
I was there. Okay, first of all, they're alphabetical except for Texas A&M, which is in one of the two center ones there.
Now, yeah. Chase did have a question because we looked at the picture today on in the newspaper, and it would appear that the ball on top of the flagpoles was gold in only a couple of cases and silver on all the rest. Is that just a lighting thing? Or are they all?
They
gold?
All look the same
okay.
to me. There.
All right, that's fine. Okay, that answers that.
But then again, maybe my eyes.
No, no. That's yeah. no.
And the other thing that was erroneously reported
there was a blatant piece
it was
of
shocking,
misinformation.
To be honest with you, because of the normal accuracy of the station. But
wow!
Wow! The flags. 13 of the flags were raised together, and then there was a special raising of the Texas A&M flag to join the others. Symbolic
how symbolic
as you,
that
as you
was.
See. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Makes sense when you say it
Tom
that way.
Must not be in his office over there.
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
He's not arguing with me about
no, anything. I'm here.
He just, he's not arguing because you were right and you were there. That's all there is.
Yes. Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But it was a good day and there was a large crowd there. And if you were there, you had a chance of getting a, this is SEC country yard sign, which I now have in my yard.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Huh. Tom, do you have one of those?
No, I don't. No, I guess not.
Take that to Nebraska. That'll confuse them. You can't hear him?
I can't hear Tom.
Oh.
Y'all can't hear Tom?
I can hear Tom. I think the whole world except for Royce can hear Tom.
Is he being ugly about me?
No, he's not. Yeah. I can't imagine why anything would be different, but they can't.
Can you hear Tom?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm not saying anything, really.
I don't know. That's very... Yeah. Wait, let me see.
Push a button in there.
Oh, I can hear now.
Okay, now you can.
There you go. Okay. The button got pushed.
Well, they had you on audition. You couldn't hear anything.
You mean we were just auditioning?
Yeah.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. You want to do that all over again, Royce?
I was auditioning for Tom's job. man, see, Tom, it
come
doesn't take
in.
Long. You're already...
That's
you're leaving, we're ready to push
that's
you
right.
out the door, buddy.
Short-timer becomes no-timer, just like that.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so now, Royce, when was the last time you played Jethro Trivia with us?
Oh,
if you have to think that long, it's been too
well,
long.
Well,
like Wolf Rangeling.
It's been about probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, well, here we go then. Today, it's time for Jethro Trivia. And
You're eligible again.
And I have to say that Leah, of course, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, Leah, I think is really maybe the most veteran of our guests.
Oh, I know.
Because we're almost always playing this on
she's
on
very good at it.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
So now putting the pressure on her. Here we go. All right, so it's time for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play and easy to win. Today, it's Environmental Warriors. Environmental Warriors. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg hates going from an air-conditioned building into a hot, sticky car. So, to get his official SUV cooled down faster, the mayor has equipped the vehicle with what? Is it A, a remote starter? B, an aid to start up the vehicle and cool it a few minutes before he gets in? C, a portable air conditioner? Or D, nothing? He just has the driver keep the engine running.
So A, remote starter. Mm-hmm. B, an aid to start the vehicle up early. C, a portable air conditioner. Or D, they just keep the engine running. Tom?
I'm going to say the portable air conditioner.
A portable air conditioner. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chase.
What was that, A?
That was C.
No, it was a remote starter was
yeah.
A.
Right. Yeah, I thought you said A.
Oh, no, I said Chase.
No.
I thought he said
Tom. Tom said A, and then he said portable.
No, I said that sounds like an A.
Okay.
I'm
sorry. Okay.
Who's on first?
He's on your case
today. I'm sorry, blew my mind.
He's on your case.
I know. Can he still hear me?
Yes, he can. Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
You know, this time of year, remote starter is the obvious one, mm-hmm. But that's too common for someone like Mayor Bloomberg.
Yeah, why would that make news?
I'm going to go with D. They just leave the engine running.
Okay. All right, Leah.
You know, again, remote start would make sense, but knowing how much my mother pays in taxes in New York State, he probably has someone doing sitting in it. All
oh,
day
just
for
sitting
him,
in it all know, the time. Okay.
Aid
okay.
to turn it on when he needs it.
Ah, so. Okay.
B.
Yeah, whatever. I think that.
Yeah,
would be,
an aid to start the vehicle and cool it down a few minutes.
Three people, three answers so far.
Yeah.
What will Royce do?
Yeah.
You got to go with the remote starter.
WWRD.
Okay, I'll go with the remote.
What
starter.
Would WWRD? What would Royce do?
It's a question to live by, my friend.
Oh,
a question
that's
to live by.
It's on my bumper.
I got stuck with one. I wanted.
No, you don't have to. That's the whole thing that's so wonderful
well,
about this game.
The safe thing to go is go with Leah. She's experienced.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, the answer is Tom is actually right. The answer is a window air conditioner has been installed in a backseat window.
How about
according
that?
To the New York Post, Mayor Bloomberg hung a big boxy window air conditioning unit out the window of his SUV to cool the car on very hot
days.
Does
he have foil on the windows,
too? How trashy is that?
Good grief.
The city has a 3-minute idling restriction, so you can't just keep the engine running, see? Besides, he says, the AC unit leaves less of a carbon footprint than idling the V8 engine.
Deliver me.
Will it drop out and kill a dog like Kramer did?
Oh, there we go. All right, we got that done. All right,
and we brought up animals.
Yeah, we did.
That's right.
Yeah. We're all about the segue. All right. So anyway, so Leah's here this morning from the animal shelter. And so, what's going on?
Oh, you know, we finished off our half-price cat and kitten adoptions on Saturday with 12 adoptions.
Okay.
So we had a really great day and one return to owner. So again, if you're missing your dog, come by and look. We have still some cats and dogs labeled for $12. They're animals that have been in our building a bit longer, and we really would like them to be there because we do feel every dog deserves a home. Or I say dog, cat. Guinea pig, rabbit.
Any of those?
Oh, I didn't look to see if the rabbit was still there. We did have
a
bunny.
I like bunnies. The bunnies are neat.
Mrs. Blackbeard.
Oh, really?
So okay. I did not check this morning to see if she was there. But anyhow, so we do have some great adoption specials still. And tomorrow's 4th of July. So more than likely, some of the festivities will begin today.
Mm-hmm.
Please make sure your pet is in a well-secured area, not just chunked in the backyard when you go visit the fireworks display, because the 4th of July, the 5th of July are the busiest days for animal shelters. Dogs, cats get scared from the fireworks, and of course, they end up at the shelter. If you've got the opportunity today, come by and get your animal microchipped. If it's not, $15 will get you a microchip, and $15 will get you a county tag. And all you need for either one of those is your current rabies vaccination. So if you come in with that little certificate, we can take care of you at any point in time while we're open. We're looking into the future. We had a Wienerfest meeting last night. Again, mark your calendars. October 27th is this year's Wienerfest. We're looking for volunteers and sponsors for that event. The sponsorships will give people the opportunity to do a single year naming of something depending upon what your level of sponsorship is.
Okay.
So you could very possibly, depending on your sponsorship, have your name on the dog building or the cat building for an entire year.
Oh, okay.
So some great opportunities there. If you need more information, We'll have a link from our website to Wienerfest, along with there's a Wienerfest Facebook page, and you can always call the shelter and ask for more information as well. So that's all going on. Again, it's hot out. Please make sure your pets are inside or at least in shade with water, and don't leave them in there in your car.
Yeah, no, heavens no.
So if you're interested in any of the dogs available for adoption, please come by and visit us. We will be closed tomorrow, however, so if your dog does go missing, come in on the next day. And we're at 5359 Leonard Road, and you can find more information on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
There you go. And I know you might think it's a great idea, but unless you have a very rare dog, taking them to a fireworks display is not a good thing.
Bad idea.
If you're going to the fireworks display, if your dog has a safe place, a mm-hmm. place where they feel comfortable.
Right. We do recommend that you bring them inside, put them in their crate if they're a dog that's crated. If not, at least bring them inside. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just leave them outside, even if you're just going to dinner this evening, you're not thinking about fireworks, and maybe your neighbors are, or when they do start going off, depending on where you live, even the ones at the library might scare your dog just because you're within you're close enough that it's going to bother them. And so please keep that in mind. Yeah. And your cats, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I know some people let their cats in and out. So it's definitely make sure you're aware of all that.
That's it. Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And, of course, Royce is here, too. How are you today?
Great. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. What do you have for us?
And a big howdy to all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we've got Ladies' Night Prom Rewind coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the activity has been hectic in the office. Yesterday, all kinds of ladies in there trying on prom dresses and whatever. I mean, I know rumor has it that a TV personality is going as a principal and my wife's going as a chaperone. I don't know.
But, wow, really?
But this is getting to be a big, big event.
Yeah,
it'll be a week from Friday, July 13th, of all things. Ladies, get out those prom dresses, or get out the bridesmaid dress that you thought you'd never wear again.
Sure, one more chance.
And the event is Friday the 13th at the College Station Hilton. It'll begin at 7:00 in the evening. It'll run till 11:30. Title sponsors are Dr. Angeletta Brown, MD, and Chrome, a salon experience. There's going to be dinner. Blackjack, Texas Hold'em, and live entertainment, which is where the guys come in.
Oh, yeah.
Tables start at $600. Individual tickets are $75. And what a great way for companies to reward the women in their office by purchasing a table and letting them have a night out on their own. We have just so many things going on there. I just will tell you, it's a great evening for the ladies. If you want more information about that, you can get it online, www.bcschamber.org, or give us a call at 260-5200. We do have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up on Monday. It's Tap Bents from Outback Steakhouse. He's remodeled the facility.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very anxious for everyone to come out there. This is 4:30 to 5:30 on Monday the 9th. Public is invited. There's no charge. Come out and celebrate. Tap does so many good things in the community through Outback. And one of the things they're doing that day is they're having a silent auction to raise money for Operation Homefront. So come out and join us Monday the 9th at 4:30 to 5:30. Leadership Brazos applications, for those that are interested in the 9-month leadership program that will let you know a lot about our community. You'll get a chance to meet a lot of leaders in our community. The cost for that's $800 if you're a chamber member, $900 for non-chamber members. There are scholarships available. The deadline for those applications is July 31st. Those applications are available at our office, or you can download those at our chamber website. We're also looking for Community Impact Award nominations. This is for historically underutilized businesses, Hispanic, African-American, women-owned, Asian, and American Indian, those five categories.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a business that fits one of those categories, just all you need to do is give us the name of the business and where they're located. We'll contact them, let them know they've been nominated. They can either accept the nomination or not. If they accept it, we have some information we ask for. So the nomination process is so simple. Just let us know. We think these folks would be a good business to recognize as for our Community Impact Award nominations. A couple of other quick things. Mary and I and Dina were all over in Bastrop a week before last for the annual Texas Chamber of Commerce Executives annual conference.
Mm-hmm.
This is a four-day event that brings close to 300 folks into the area. Convention and Visitors Bureau worked with us to bid on that, and we did win that bid for 2014.
Wonderful.
So we will bring the Texas Chamber of Commerce executives. These are executives from chambers all over the state of Texas into our community in 2014.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited about that. Also, I did want to recognize our Platinum Inner Circle Spotlight is on ANCO Insurance, a longtime business that have just done so many good things. The other thing I wanted to say personally is, Tom, you and I go back a long way, and it is with mixed emotions that I wish you the best as you go forward, because believe me, you've left a big impact on this community that's going to be hard to replace, and we're going to miss you greatly. Yep. And I'll close out by saying happy 4th to everybody. We live in a wonderful country. Let's celebrate the birthday in proper ways.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And we visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well.
It's a growing yet unspoken problem in many relationships these days. We're not communicating well. There are too many ways to converse with email, text, and phone. Each of us has a favored method, and nobody wants to compromise. The Wall Street Journal's Elizabeth Bernstein.
It's hard. We're all overwhelmed. Like, that's the biggest part. We're trying to get our work done. We handle our lives. And so where can we fit all of this in? And maybe one number one rule is someone writes you or contacts you in one way, get back to them that way.
So if someone sends you an email, don't get back to that person with a Facebook message. The medical device maker CareFusion says it has recalled its AirLife infant breathing circuit products because they could develop cracks during use, causing a leak in the closed ventilation system. The company says there have been no reports of patient harm associated with those products. Again, stock futures are headed for a positive open with NASDAQ futures gaining 5. It'll be a shortened day with the stock market closing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Joan Jones, Wall Street Journal.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Shoppers wait all year for July 4th savings, and here's what's happening at Star Furniture. Everything's at incredibly low holiday savings of 25%, 35%, up to 54% off, plus free financing. See store for details. Star Furniture, different by design.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation repair, inspection, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 739-8288 for your free estimate today. Protect your biggest investment. Repair the foundation of your home with Brazos Valley Solutions. Call 739-8288 or click bvsolutions.com. Info today.
Finally, someone can combine the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012, finance subject to approval on John Deere Credit Installment Plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and it's time to talk all things George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and that means that Will King is along. And the first thing we want to talk about is what's coming up on Wednesday. It is July the 4th, and again, you all are proud to celebrate along with the College Station Noon Lions Club.
Well, good morning. That's right. It's our July 4th celebration. The
College Station Noon Lions Club's I Love America celebration, to be exact. It's the 51st year that they've done it, about the 14th year now out at the library.
Wow.
It's, you know, an all-day deal. It starts at the fun run in the morning at 7:30 out at Veterans Park. We roll right into free admission all day long at the museum. We open at 9:30. We'll be open until 8:30 in the evening. The main festivities really kick off around 5 in the afternoon, though. That's when you'll have games and entertainment. Food vendors will be out there.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock is when we have kind of the beginning of the official program. You'll have the presentation of the colors, national anthem, and an four-ship F-16 flyover. Then we'll keep up the live entertainment and everything up till about 8:30. Like I say, the museum closes. 8:50, you want to be there for a free outdoor performance by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
And this year, fireworks.
Real fireworks.
Fireworks. I'll say it again, fireworks. At 9:50 is when those start.
People who are just moving to the area or don't remember, last year we had a burn band going on during the 4th of July, and we had a great little laser light show, but it's nothing like real fireworks.
That's right.
That's right.
Props to Shell this year. We have fireworks.
Indeed. The Scott Shelby Band also will be performing 5:30, and again at 6:30. Also the Docks and Jason Adams as Elvis, and the Hot Air Balloon Show. That's really cool.
We had that last year. We'll have 2 balloons out this year starting at 8 o'clock. Basically, they don't take off anywhere, but they just, you know, they pull the string on there and they light up the balloons and they glow and you can see them for good ways away. It's really neat.
It's the I Love America celebration, and again, the neat thing is it's free admission to the library. So if you haven't been to see the Head to the White House exhibit or all the other great things that they have there, you can go and go there for free all day on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the Headed to the White House exhibit, you need to jump on this chance because it's only here until July 29th.
Now, coming up here in just a few days on July the 9th, and it's going to run through about mid-September, talk about the Visual Arts Scholastic event.
Yeah, this is a display of about 150 or so pieces of art, and these are the best works of art as judged by the state of Texas, you know, from middle and high school students. And so it's, I forget how many, there was something like 10, 11,000 pieces of art that were submitted for this competition. And these are the very best 150 of those. And so those will be on display, as you said, all throughout the summer.
Tremendous deal. On July the 12th, Classic Film Series continues. This will be Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn is in that. So that'll be coming up. And then Headed to the White House is leaving, like you said, on July the 29th. But it's a good time to talk about your next exhibit. It'll be there nearly a year.
That's right. It's Genome, The Secret of How Life Works. It's looking at human genome research. What we do, we tie that in also with the genomics research that's happening here at Texas A&M. So we look at animal. We look at crop. We're teaming up with Texas AgriLife Research.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a really good exhibit, I think.
But first things first, it's tomorrow, July the 4th, celebration I Love America at the George Bush Presidential Library. Things get started at 9:30, and they really get started at 5 o'clock. I'm Tom Turbeville, Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:33, 77 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of about 95. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. It's brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Go to callawayjones.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A study commissioned last fall by the Texas A&M system means the elimination of 30 positions system-wide. Some of the jobs will be cut through attrition, while some of the affected employees will find work elsewhere in the A&M system. 7 employees, however, are losing their jobs. The study from MGT America was commissioned, according to the system, to identify ways to improve efficiency by identifying changes to business practices, organizational structures, staffing, and expenditures. You can read the entire report online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation has launched a new online service for the latest road conditions. Bob Caldwell at TxDOT's Bryan office says DriveTexas.org also features a smartphone app.
Motorists are asked to pull off the highway to a safe location or have a passenger access the service. TxDOT is committed to working with others to provide safe and reliable transportation solutions for Texas.
The information is also available on TxDOT's highway conditions webpage. As you hit the highways in the next day or so, if you experience car trouble, you're reminded to pull over to an area that doesn't have a risk of setting a grass fire.
If you do find yourself stranded, always pull off to a safe part of the roadway. And this time of year, as grass is starting to dry out a little bit, you need to be very careful not pull onto too high of grass where you may start a fire that may end up burning your vehicle up. And as a reminder, it's not always bad to carry that small fire extinguisher with you, just in case you may your car or somebody else that may need some help.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says on the back of your driver's license, you'll find a phone number that you can call for assistance. If you're going out of town for the holiday, make sure your home looks and sounds like you're there. Officer Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department says it will reduce your chances of becoming a burglary victim.
If you take a paper, make sure that they don't stack up in front of your home. If you've got a trash can, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have someone move it out on trash day for you and then pull it back up, and so they can see that there's actually some activity. If you have a neighbor that's home that's got an extra car, ask them to park it in your driveway so it looks like someone's there.
Seaton says most burglars want to avoid confrontation, so they won't approach homes that look like someone is inside. Texas is getting poor grades on having a qualified workforce, and lawmakers are trying to figure out why.
Texas got a D in quality and availability of labor in the 2012 Manufacturing and Logistics National Report. Higher Education Commissioner Dr. Raymond Paredes believes the truth lies in the numbers.
The highest achieving states in the country, they send about two-thirds of their kids from high school to higher education one type or another. In Texas, we send 50%, and we're getting farther and farther behind with every year.
The State House Committee on Economic and Small Business Development hearing the testimony. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Crews have returned the iconic painting Fall of the Alamo to the Texas Governor's Mansion as a $25 million restoration project nears completion. In a statement from Governor Rick Perry, it says crews returned the 1903 painting which first became the home to the Texas Governor in 1858. The painting was donated anonymously in 1981. And after 19 years with Bryan Broadcasting, WTAW's Tom Turbeville is hanging up his headphones.
I really cannot put into words what this last 28 years has meant to me as a citizen of this marvelous community. And the next chapter is indeed exciting and just as scary.
Tom and his wife, Judy, are moving to Nebraska to be closer to family. He announced his retirement on the air Monday morning. Tom's last day with us is August 17th. WTAW News Time, 837, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Hey, business owners, want to let you know that Suddenlink has a way for you to save money, control your costs, and save money. What a great combination that is. It's by putting in their phone service. And then, you know, you tie that together with internet service, and you've saved money. You've maybe upgraded your internet service, and you've certainly cut down on the cost of your phone service. And here's a great thing when you use Suddenlink phone service. First of all, it's unlimited, starts as low as $29.95 a month, and that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling. You get to keep the equipment that you have already purchased, and you get to keep the phone number that you've had for a while. So that's important. Plus, you get three-way calling, caller ID, and some features that you may not have already had. Oh, and savings? Sure. You're going to save up to 30% against the phone company. Also, you get email delivery of your voicemail. It's crystal clear. And you're not restricted to the number of lines that you have. That's as far as the phone. Then you bundle that with the business high-speed internet. You've got a combination where you've controlled your cost and probably upgraded the service for your business. You can get full-time support, chat support right there on suddenlinkbusiness.com as well. So give Chad a call at 595-2413, 595-2413. Find out about Suddenlink Business Solutions.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
Becoming partly to mostly sunny with the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, high close to 95 later today. Partial clearing will develop across the region tonight, lows going to get down to about 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with the risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, they're going to be close to 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, low of 75. It'll be mostly sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you've got a little snowflake at your house and, well, you've got too much money.
I have two of them, actually, so.
Well, the female snowflake. Okay. Disney is here to help.
Oh, good.
Because they were thinking the other day, gosh, there must be some parents out there who've just got more money that they want to go ahead and spend. So, on your little Starlight Princess, Disney Store is releasing a line of makeup in September that celebrates some of fairy tales' most evil villains. Now, the ladies who... who aren't bad. They're just drawn that way. There's BellaSugar.com says that Disney stores are releasing 6 limited edition collector dolls and beauty items to go with them.
Ooh, I bet there's some Beauty and the Beast stuff there.
Well, lip gloss. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the bad girls, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it wouldn't be. Yeah, it's just the bad girls.
Okay. Okay, Wicked Witches and stuff.
Yeah, something like that. The set of 3 colors includes a red Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, a neutral Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, and a purple for the Evil Queen from Snow White. There's a compact, the Mirror Mirror, which features a design sketch of 3 villainous vixens. Villainous vixens, do you like that? And then there's Eyeshadow. The 6-color set includes a green for Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty, white for Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and a peach color for Mother Gothel from Tangled. Which is that's their newest thing, isn't it?
Or no, you mean of thing. All the villainous vixens that they had, they didn't perhaps choose one of the most villainous, and that's the evil stepmom from Cinderella?
They did not.
She needs something special.
I think maybe she's not memorable if you saw her.
True. She looks pretty normal.
Yes, exactly. I think that's probably what it's about. And
yeah, she doesn't have a wart on her chin.
Because you see Cruella de Vil, you know that's who that is, and so that's it. A gun-wielding 9-year-old in Sweden, that's right, a gun-wielding 9-year-old in Sweden accused of stealing an electric car at gunpoint. See, that's 2 things that would not happen in U.S. America. You probably wouldn't have a gun-wielding kid.
You'd hope.
Yeah, and why would they go and steal an electric car, after all? The local newspaper says that witnesses heard the child scream, "It's loaded!" as he aimed a pistol at bystanders. Then he allegedly jumped into the parked car when the first vehicle wouldn't start. He jumped into the second car and took off, nearly running over a gardener. Oh, my God!
Oh,
there was
my
a
God.
Gardener nearby.
Oh, not David.
Oh, no, 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 I don't think so. Cops say that he crashed after about 10 minutes behind the wheel.
That's right. We don't want to lose a sponsor, you know.
Yeah, he had to travel down the hall.
Yeah. Then he tried to take off on foot, but was nabbed by a quick-thinking adult. Police say the boy is too young to face criminal charges. All right, here you go. You ready for this one?
Well, we better be.
All right.
You're going to do it.
Start studying up on the good book. August the 23rd is the premier date of the Game Show Network's new show, The American Bible Challenge.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's on the game. What's on the Game Show Network?
It's coming from Michael Davies. That's the same guy who produced Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And Ted Foreman from Reality Reel. The hour-long show will be hosted by Jeff Foxworthy.
Hour-long?
Yep. It'll draw questions from the Bible narrative, and it'll air on ABC,
GSN.
Yeah, GSN on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
I don't want to sit with Chase and watch that. I mean, you know, golly.
You give me a lot of credit, Tom, but I appreciate it.
Well, you know.
No, I tell you what.
They're hemming and hawing in here.
No, yeah, except that one that you know that he doesn't, then he's going to be really tough to watch.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
you talk about an insufferable reaction.
Oh, man. This is not going to be good.
And that'll just be a guess. You know, Ecclesiastes. Yeah.
You're correct, Tom.
Booyah.
Yeah.
In your face. How do you like me now?
Yeah, come on. Hey, come on, Waver
right.
Boy. Let's
put
go.
Put that in your Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John there, buddy. There you go.
Anyway. So
all right.
We'll see how that works out.
When will it start?
It'll start on
Easter. No. Well.
It'll be August 23rd. You're not going to live here anymore. It won't matter.
Oh, well, they'll have it in Nebraska, I'll bet. They believe in God up there.
Do they have television in Nebraska?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you better look at that. Have you checked into that? Have you checked into how many channels you get up there?
I'm going to get all that I need to pay for.
I was going to say, Scott, you're going to have to pay for all of them now.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Wow. You bet. But no, first thing I'm going to do is find out, you know, what I have to pay to get the right channels to get the Aggie football games. That's the first thing I'm going to have to find out.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know,
and then he'll go,
probably cost me a bundle.
He'll go,
go Huskers.
That's right. Yeah.
Go Big Red.
Yeah, we can change that. In Pennsylvania's Lancaster County, an atheist is threatening to sue a restaurant for their Sunday church bulletin discount program.
it's a private business.
The funny part is that John Wolf, who's 80, says he's never been to the restaurant.
See, now he's just trying to stir up trouble.
Being contrarian, that's right. Hasn't stopped him from filing the complaint with the state. Just doesn't think the restaurant should not give discounts based on religion. Restaurant owner, who says she doesn't have time to go to church, says the guy'll get over it, should get over it. Have more things to concentrate
on. By that logic, because I choose to go to church, and therefore I get a discount, and the restaurant should be prohibited from doing that, should there also be no discounts whatsoever or any Kids Eat Free promotions?
Yeah,
because
really,
if you chose to bring a child into the world,
mm-hmm,
you're penalizing those. You could argue, oh, so you're going to penalize me if I come in with a couple of friends and we don't have children, then we're going to have to pay full price. But if we brought a kid in, you know, at least the kid would get discounted.
Yep. You get 10% off the purchase of your dinner. She's got 30 days to submit a written answer to the complaint. She says right now the only requirement in her establishment is that men must wear sleeves.
Mm.
Hope they're wearing something beyond that.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about a shirt, thing. You just said sleeves.
Yeah, exactly right.
Like him sleeves.
Just come on in here. Just come on in here. Right. Hello.
Yeah, and along with, you know, doing away with the kid discounts, the senior discounts, and all the women's night and all that kind of stuff, too.
Ooh, senior discounts. And I bet that 80-year-old atheist to get good and righteously mad if he did that.
Yeah, take that one away
from
him.
Water disasters can wreak havoc on your home. Whether it's a toilet overflow, broken water line, or faulty plumbing, you need help fast. Kim Dry can immediately respond to your water damage emergency. Kim Dry has industry-certified professionals to tackle almost any water situation. We use the latest technology and techniques and equipment to complete the job right. If you have emergency water problems, call Kim Dry of Brazos County, 776-9833. Independently owned and operated by Brad Ayers, serving Brazos, Robertson, Burleson, Milam, Lee, and Falls counties.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley, Blue Baker.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 10 minutes till. Hey, new mommies, are you thrilled with your little bundle of joy but wonder what the heck happened to your life? Take heart, you're not alone. The UK's Daily Mail reports a new study of 1,000 British mommies discovered it takes the average woman 1 year, 1 month, and 2 weeks to get her mojo back after giving birth.
I didn't
know that people in Great Britain talked about mojo. I thought that just happened at Odessa, but maybe not. So what exactly counts as mojo? Everything from feeling attractive, returning to the workforce, having a social life. Ladies blamed being continually tired, not having enough time for themselves, and extra baby weight as reasons for being down, but felt being in the right postpartum job was the biggest deciding factor.
Well, I know when both of our kids were born, it took me a long time to feel pretty again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You just look in that mirror.
Yeah, and just every day.
You know, just go, look at myself, shave and have the circles under my eyes and be like, I just don't feel pretty at all.
While we're talking about babies, test tube update, the first test tube baby.
What's the visual? You obviously have one.
He does, doesn't he?
No, I am. You know, that postpartum beard, you know.
I mean, got a barbecue sauce stain on my T-shirt. Yeah.
Wife beater.
Yeah.
Jamie walks in, what is wrong with you? I just don't feel pretty since the baby was born.
Right. I'm up at 2 a.m. with this child. Yeah. I don't want to hear about how pretty you don't feel. I'm gonna go sit down with the Wii and feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go play some bowling or something. Yeah. All right, the first test tube baby was Louise Brown, who was born by in vitro in UK in 1978. Today, there are 5 million test tube babies born around the world, according to research. International Committee for Monitoring Assisted Reproductive Technologies, that's all in one business card, presented its latest data at the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology Conference over the weekend.
Well, it's even kind of an antiquated term to refer to them as test tube babies.
That's
now.
True. Yes, that's very true.
What are you, a test tube baby? That's a really small place to give birth. But that's not how it works.
Well,
I mean, it's just but that's the indication one would get.
And, you know, the more you think about it, how do they feel about themselves?
Well.
Being called test tube babies.
Well, that and the study that came out yesterday, that if you spank your kids, it can make them mentally ill.
Oh, I've got that. I didn't
do
know.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I've got that story.
Roll that out there.
Yeah, I got that for you so that you just... So you parents who might be doing that.
Who spank your children.
Right. That spare the rod, spoil the child, probably more valid than anyone ever thought. A new study shows children who were hit or physically punished as a child were at a higher risk of developing mental issues when they grew up. Specifically, adults who were spanked or otherwise physically punished by a parent as a child, adults who were spanked when they were a child. And
not as a child.
Yeah, right. Were 2 to 5% more likely to become depressed, develop anxiety disorders, mania, drug or alcohol dependency, mental disorders marked by narcissism, antisocial behavior, paranoia, or emotional dependency were 4 to 7% more likely. The increase was seen even in families who showed no other signs of dysfunction.
That small of, I didn't realize the percentages were that small.
Yeah.
That seems negligible at best.
Well, yeah. Again, I'm not going to decide for you how to parent your child, but hello.
Yeah, when we were parenting, every child deserved a pat on the back.
Yes.
Sometimes higher up, sometimes lower down.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hello.
And with greater velocity.
Well, that's what's wrong with me.
That's it. That's it. That's what I'm waiting for right there. Oh! So now I know why.
Well, it's just another reason for useless people to blame their parents for something.
One more time, just so you know.
Yeah.
It was their fault. So, you know, what the heck? Their birthday comes along. Yeah, I don't have to send them a card. You know, you can go ahead and
Happy
send
birthday, Mom. Thanks for ruining my life by spanking me.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I tell you, they're about to bust their buttons in Bethel, Alaska. I'm just telling you, they've been begging for a Taco Bell for years.
And they got it.
So when those rumors began circulating that one was about to open, local residents got so excited. Very excited.
How excited?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just real excited. But they lined up.
But then the unthinkable happened. It turned out to be a lie.
There was none?
No Taco Bell was actually planned for the city. It all turned out to be a vicious rumor started by local pranksters. Well, the good news is the company caught wind of the incident, and executives took action. They reportedly flew ingredients in from Anchorage. Executives shipped enough taco fillings to make 10,000 tacos. Then they fed the town of Bethel for free. Ingredients included 955 pounds of seasoned beef-type product.
Yeah, make sure you call it that.
Yeah.
Because I think we've proven it's like 48% shredded gym mats. So
Bethel has a population of 6,200 people. And
delicious.
Yeah, it didn't taste good. They're in the middle of... Oh, pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It's Alaska! Everything's in the middle of nowhere in Alaska.
Alaska itself is in the middle of nowhere.
It is, on this date in history.
Hey, Bethel, we feel your pain.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we've been promised the Hooters for years, you know?
Yeah, really.
And
yeah,
a Joe's Crab Shack.
Send some of them girls in here.
Yeah. I love this place.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. The first savings bank opened in New York, 1819. $2,807 was deposited.
You want me to give you my money?
Yeah. And on this date in 1965, Trigger died.
Oh, no, and stuffed.
Yeah, stuffed him.
Yeah.
Still there.
Roy.